Hey, Jonathan, Mama's having a yard sale to pay for an operation. You got anything I can sell?
Beep, 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 beep.
Jonathan! Damn it, he's sleeping. I guess I'll just grab whatever I want. What about this Hulk? Nah. Oh, what's this? Ooh, nudie mags. I can get a lot of money for that. Thanks, Jonathan!
Oh, Shuki, I thought you left. Don't ever leave me. You know Daddy takes really good care of you. I'll give those assholes a rest. I'll just grab one of my nudie mags. So, which magazine should I look at today? Where's my magazines? They were just right here. Shuki, did you take my magazines? Don't you lie to me. Oh, Mom!
Yard sale! Everything's for sale!
Aw, dude, there's a yard sale? Oh, they have to have good stuff here.
Like this! Oh, they have a comb! I always wanted a comb!
Joseph, you can't use a comb. You're bald.
Dang it, why do you have to be right?
Ooh, Junior, look! Cleaning supplies!
Of course you want cleaning supplies. You're a woman. It's your natural instinct.
Shut up, Junior!
Bro, check this out! They have nudie mags!
Whoa, who is that? She's so hot!
Junior, stop looking at that!
What are these?
It's Playboy. You never heard of Playboy? The women get naked in the magazine.
You're telling me if I buy this magazine, I get to see her naked?
Yeah, dude. They're in their birthday suit, not their bathing suits.
Junior, if you buy that, I'm breaking up with you.
Okay, fine. I won't buy it.
Okay, let's go.
Dude!
Joseph, go distract her.
Oh, okay. I got you. Hey, Penelope!
Ow, that hurt!
Tag, you're it.
That's it. I'm gonna get you.
How much for all these nudie mags?
$200.
I only have $14.
Sold. But be careful. You might cut your hand on it. And some of the pages stick together.
Oh, because they're so old?
Yeah, that. Or maybe because my son spanked it too much.
Okay, so I can have all these magazines.
Yeah, take them.
Oh, my God. I get to see her naked.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Excuse me, ma'am, but how much for this baseball?
$100 because it was signed by a famous baseball player.
Who's it signed by?
Who do you want it to be signed by?
Babe Ruth.
Oh, well, that's who signed it.
It is?
Yeah, just give him a minute. How's your day going, kid?
Pretty good, I guess.
Good. All right, here. Baseball signed by Baby Ruth. $100.
Oh, no freaking way, bro.
All right, well, then fuck you.
Oh, Mom, have you seen my nudie mags?
Yeah, I just sold them for $14.
You what?
Well, you weren't using them. They were sitting under your bed all crusty.
That's where I kicked him. You know that. And I made him crusty.
Well, you can always buy new ones, because you know Mama needs the money for that new procedure.
I can't buy new ones. They were limited edition.
Well, my new tits are gonna be limited edition.
Well, where did they go?
They went that way.
Hey, come back here.
Oh, man, I can't believe I have all these Playboy magazines, and I get to see her naked.
Oh, dude, Penelope's coming.
Oh, help me hide the magazine.
Tag, you're it.
Oh, I don't want to play tag.
Oh, you're just mad because I got you.
You're right. I'm such a sore loser.
Well, Junior, do you want to watch a movie? We can get under the...
No. I don't want to watch a movie with you.
Why not?
Because you smell bad. You've been playing outside.
What? You're a boy. Boys smell bad.
Well, you smell like old dry period.
What?
Yeah, so go home and take a shower, then come back. We'll watch a movie.
No, Junior. Once I leave, I'm gone.
Bye.
Oh, I hate you.
All right, Joseph, look. I have the holy grail of naked magazines.
Dude, no way. You own all of these?
Yeah, I only had to pay $14.
Oh, that's a sweet deal.
And I finally get to see this girl naked.
This is the Hooters edition? Oh, it's Scratch and Sniff.
Oh, it's Scratch and Sniff?
Yeah, Scratch and Sniff.
Oh, it smells like fish.
Yeah, ooh, I love it. Ooh, I'm keeping this one.
Damn!
Junior!
Chef Peepee's coming! Hide him!
Junior!
Yeah, Chef Peepee?
Did you steal $14 out of my wallet?
No!
Junior, don't lie to me. That is 3 years' pay. I need my money, so run up their pockets! Where my shit at? Run them pockets, fool!
Well, I did not steal your $14, Chef Peepee. I borrowed it.
What did you buy with my $14?
Promise me you don't get mad if I just tell you.
Well, I promise I won't get mad. What did you buy?
I bought this blanket.
I know you did not buy a damn blanket with my money.
I was told.
You don't need a damn blanket. Junior, where did you get all this from?
I bought it from a garage sale, and I used the $14. Please don't tell my dad.
You know what? I won't tell your dad if I get to keep this Pam Anderson edition.
No,
Pandemonium.
That's me and Joseph's favorite.
Oh, it's my favorite now, and I'm keeping it.
No! That's the one I wanted!
Aw, dude, Chef Pippi took the best one!
Don't worry, Joseph, there's probably better ones.
This one's lame. She's in a bikini. I need full nudity, big boobies.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Okay, Jeffy, don't tell anyone, but I bought these naked magazines at a yard sale.
Wait, these girls in these magazines get naked?
I think so, that's what I was told.
Oh, dibs on this one!
No, that's my girlfriend, I want to see her.
Oh no, Junior, check this one out.
Oh my, is she naked?
Oh, bush like a porcupine, Junior, check it out.
Who is he? Oh my god.
Yeah, it looks like she's smuggling a ferret.
Joseph, you have to come see this.
Oh, dude, let me check it out.
Damn!
She is so hot. Do you think all girls look like this?
Not all of them.
Oh my god, well, look, take this one down. That one's mine, I don't want you seeing her.
All right, well, which one can I have?
You can pick from any of these, but this one is mine.
All right. No. The twins? Dibs on the twins, Junior.
Oh, lucky.
All right, don't get caught with that, Jeffy. Come on.
Won't.
Come on, Joseph. Let's take these to my room.
Okay, bro.
There's just no customers today. How am I going to afford my new tits now? Excuse me, ma'am. Whose ass has this pickle been in? Whose ass do you want it to be in? Simmons? That's right, ma'am. I came by to see if you're operating with a business license, because if not, I'm going to have to shut you down. Oh, no, Mr. Ossifer. I don't have no biscuit license. I guess you're going to have to take me in the back of your cop car and bend me the hell over. Oh, right away, ma'am.
Oh, Joseph, these are the hottest magazines I've ever seen.
I know, dude. They're so hot.
How much do you think these girls got paid to do this?
Oh, dude, not enough. Not enough.
There's someone at the door. Come on, let's enter. Let's enter.
Hurry, dude.
Hello?
Hey, you wouldn't have happened to have bought any nudie mags for your show, did you?
No.
Never. What's a nudie mag?
Yeah, we're not even old enough to look at those.
Wait, then when are your eyes dilated?
We were playing I Spy in the dark.
Wait, let me feel your hands. Sticky! Where are my nudie mags?
Hey!
My magazines! Oh, I miss you so much, my babies! Oh, Mariah! Stephanie, you didn't take your undies off for them, did you?
Hey, these are our magazines now, and we paid $14 for them.
Yeah, we paid fair and square, they're ours.
Bullshit, these are worth at least $400. Well, $200 since they're heavily used.
All right, listen, I'm at least going to keep this one. She's hot.
Caprice, my baby.
What about this one? She has big boobs.
You sure are boobies? You know what? No, you ladies are coming home with me. Come on, ladies.
But no, we paid good money for them.
You only rented them. They were never yours.
But I love Caprice.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, I miss you ladies so much. I'll never let you out of my sight again. Wait, where's the Pamela Anderson one? I know I had a Pamela Anderson one. Where is she? Oh, I'll find you, Pam.
Thank you for taking me to Arby's for dinner, Marvin. They have the meats.
Yeah, their roast beef sandwiches are good.
Speaking of roast beef sandwiches, I got two of them smacking together on page 47.
Jeffy, what are you looking at?
Boobies.
What, Jeffy, what?
They're twins, which means they're sisters, which means what they're doing on page 47 is ingest. Why would they do that?
Jeffy, you're not supposed to be looking at stuff like that.
Marvin, he's 19 years old.
Well, I don't want him looking at stuff like this.
I'm looking.
No, I'm going to take this and put it in the bathroom so no one else can look at it.
Wait a second. Hey! Come back here, Marvin, and give me that magazine.
I was going to rip it up into tiny pieces and throw it in the trash can.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was going to flush it down the toilet.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was going to put it in the bathtub and fill it up and see if it dissolved with the water.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was going to try to put it in the air vent so it came out the chimney.
No, you weren't, Marvin. Give me that magazine.
Mine.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Mine. Oh, I wanted that magazine.
Well, too bad.
There's someone at the door. You should go answer that.
No, we'll go answer. Come on.
Oh, the twins.
Hello?
Have you seen my Pamela Anderson magazine? The twins. I can't believe I forgot about you ladies.
Wait, this is your magazine?
Yeah, it was stolen from me at a yard sale.
Oh, well, here you go. You can have it back.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Oh, I wanted that magazine.
Too bad, Marvin.
Have you guys seen my Pamela Anderson magazine?
There's a Pamela Anderson magazine? I'll find it.
Not if I find it first.
Hey!
Ooh, baby, you looking so damn good in this bubblegum pink bikini. The things that I would do to you. Ooh!
I found her!
No, I found her first!
Boys are weird.
Get away from Pamela! She's mine!
No, she's mine!
No, she's mine!
Give her back or I'll stab you!
Pam, you can have her. I'll finish with her anyway.
Thank goodness. Oh, come on, Pamela. You know I always take a finish on your cover.
Ah, gross!
No, Pamela!
Hey,
gotta touch my bubble pipe.
Jeffy, stop it.
Oh, come on, Daddy, meet me, Bubble.
Jeffy, I said stop it.
Oh, come on, Daddy, please.
Get that out of my face.
Oh, I'm gonna bubble.
Stop it, Jeffy.
Marvin, lots of news.
Breaking news, MK. Paris has kicked off the 2024 Olympic Games, and it's going to be a good one this year, with notable stars such as Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps, and LeBron James.
Oh, Marvin, it was always a dream of mine to be in the Olympics.
What did you want to compete in?
Oh, no, I didn't want to compete. I just wanted to go and, like, watch.
Oh.
Hey, buddy, do you think they have Olympics for shooting bubbles in people's faces?
No, I don't think they have that. You need to stop that. Jeffy, stop it. You couldn't even be in the regular Olympics. You'd have to be in the Special Olympics.
Marvin!
They have Special Olympics?
Yeah, they have Olympics for special people just like you, Jeffy.
Oh, I can be in the Olympics because I'm special?
Yeah, you should go, like, practice so you can go compete.
Yeah, I'm going to go train right now.
What are you doing?
So what's this board game, Cody?
Chicken versus hot dog.
How do you play?
Well, I think I just sit on the hot dog while you guys go through the cards and play Uno. I don't fucking know. Ooh, I win.
How'd you win?
Look at me, Junior. I'm winning.
Hey, guys, I want to be in the Olympics.
You can't be in the Olympics, Jeff. You have to be really athletic to do that.
But my daddy said that there's a Special Olympic just for me.
Special Olympics?
Oh, yeah, the Paralympics.
Well, what's the difference between Olympics and the Paralympics?
Well, it's a special kind of Olympics for people who have handicaps, like people in wheelchairs and stuff.
You're telling me I can compete against people in wheelchairs? That'd be so easy.
No, because you have to have a handicap to compete.
I stubbed my toe once.
That doesn't count.
Wait, so you're telling me I could fake an injury and then go up against actual injured people and win gold medals?
Well, you could, but that would be cheating.
Oh my god, that'd be so cool! But what if we recorded ourselves doing something dangerous so it looks like we're injured, so then people would believe our injuries so we get gold medals?
Well, I guess you could do that.
Alright, so let's go do something dangerous and record ourselves so we have proof that we are injured.
Ooh,
so,
dude, I'm gonna jump off your roof. Head first!
Yeah, do that!
Yeah!
And I'm gonna run and jump down my stairs and, like, fall.
Ooh, nice choice.
You guys might actually get seriously injured.
And then we wouldn't be cheaters, now would we, Cody?
No, I guess you wouldn't.
Alright, I'm gonna get my phone and record it. Cody, you don't need a handicap because you're blind.
But I'm not blind. I just wear glasses.
But if you took your glasses off, then you'd still be blind.
But no, I wouldn't.
I'm more artistic.
Yeah, and Jeffy can paint. So let's go fake our injuries, guys!
Woo!
All right, kids, you're all bandaged up. So what made your friend want to jump off the roof head first and then you drag his body in the road so he could get hit by a car?
We were trying to fake injuries so we could join the Olympics.
Oh, is that why you threw yourself down your stairs?
Yeah, I wanted to fake a broken leg.
Well, you broke it for real.
Well, we just thought that if we faked our injuries, we could compete against people with real injuries and get easy gold medals.
Oh, you mean the Paralympics? Huh, that's actually not a bad idea. You guys are actually injured, so I guess you could compete, and you'd probably win, too. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4 handicapped kids. You know, if I got a kid with cancer from the cancer ward, I bet we could actually compete in the real Paralympics and win a whole bunch of gold medals.
You think we could do that?
Yeah, I think so. Come on, let's go to Paris and compete.
All right, kids, ready for the easiest gold medal you'll ever get?
Yeah!
Hello and welcome to the 2024 Paris Olympics. Today's basketball matchup winner will win this gold medal. Now let's meet the USA team, starting with LeBron James.
Sprite cranberry? That's too easy!
Next up, Steph McFlurry! I mean Curry! But damn. Next up, Nikola Jokic!
Give ball. I just want my horses.
Don't worry, buddy. You'll get back to your horses soon. Next up, Luka Doncic. And the final teammate, Caitlin Clark.
Me like basketball.
I am, but yeah.
That's a big day. Play, Caitlin.
Thank you. Feels good. Yeah.
What the fuck? They're not handicapped at all. Those are superstars. Hold on. I got to go talk to the announcer. Hey, man, what the fuck? You got a problem? Yeah, I got a problem. This is supposed to be the Paralympics. Why is LeBron James out there? He's not handicapped. Oh, well, this isn't the Paralympics. This is the Paris Olympics. The Paralympics are next week. Oh, I am so stupid. But still, I have a lot of questions. Why are Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic out there? They're not even from America. Why are they on the USA team? Oh, they just wanted to get easy gold medals. Yeah, I actually had the same idea, except I was trying to cheat against handicapped people. But still, those are kids. Why are you even allowing them to compete in this competition? Well, nobody wanted to go up against those guys. Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah. Well, kids, we're fucked. Just play your hardest, but we're definitely getting silver medals. Let's get started!
Yeah, Junior, I think we're gonna get destroyed.
Go!
What are we supposed to do?
I guess, should we go over there?
Grab my horse.
Oh, damn! The whole USA team just scored one big slam dunk! Is that legal? Can they do that? Can they just embarrass us on international TV like that? You know, that kid over there in the wheelchair has cancer. His mom is watching. And he's not even faking. He really has cancer.
All right, Cody, I'm gonna inbound it to you.
No, Junior, LeBron is right on me.
Me and my son play on the same team.
I know, LeBron.
Hey, LeBron, there's a Sprite Cranberry over there.
What? Where?
Run, Cody!
Oh, hey, Mr. Steph Curry. I heard your wife wants other men.
Ha! Hey, Cody, pass me the ball!
I like horses.
Jeffy, Joseph's open in the corner!
Okay!
Why would you pass it to the kid in the body cast?
That's a ball! That's a ball, right?
Yes, LeBron, that's your ball. It went out of bounds.
Give me.
Curry from half court!
Bang! Curry from half court! Timeout. Did you not just see Steph Curry kick the kid in the wheelchair? No. I'm gonna go check on him.
Yeah, Curry from half court! That's what I call my Curry!
Kid, are you okay?
Coach, I'm gonna miss my chemo appointment.
Okay, that's it. We forfeit. This is just sad. Team Handicap forfeits. Team USA wins. Come get your medals, boys. Congratulations on the gold medal, Nicola.
I don't give shit about medal. I want to play with horses.
Congrats, Luca.
I just want to play Xbox.
Congratulations, LeBron.
I'm gonna celebrate this victory with a Sprite Cranberry.
Congrats, Chef Curry. And congratulations, Caitlin Clark.
I have penis.
Hello and welcome to the next Olympic event, the 100-meter freestyle swim. Now let's introduce the first Olympic athlete, 23-time gold medal winner, Michael Phelps. And going up against him, a bunch of handicapped kids. Well, kids, this isn't fucking fair.
How am I going to swim with crutches?
I guess you don't. I didn't bring any goggles. Okay, Jeffy, do you have an excuse? Oh, I guess he's chicken. Well, I guess it's up to Joseph to beat Michael Phelps, then. Swimmers, are you ready? On your marks, get set, swim! Oh, damn, look at Michael Phelps go! Oh, damn, he's going! Go, Joseph, go!
I think he needs a push.
Oh, I got him. Oh, come on, Joseph, you're swimming like you're drowning.
I guess the stereotype is right. People in full body cast can't swim.
Oh, yeah. Kid on the stretch is drowning. He is drowning. Michael Phelps is almost at the end. Michael Phelps wins. Congratulations, Michael Phelps, on winning another gold medal. Oh, great, Joseph. Now we lost. You just stay at the bottom of the pool and think about what you did. Hello and welcome to the final Olympic event, the 100-meter dash. Our first runner for Team Jamaica is Usain Bolt.
Every little thing is gonna be all right.
And going up against him, once again, a bunch of handicapped kids.
All right, kids, who's ready to go up against Usain Bolt? I have bad knees because of my fibromyalgia.
Yeah, and I broke my legs from in crutches.
I have cancer, but I can try to roll fast enough, coach.
Oh, good idea. You and Jeffy try to go after him.
Go after him? Don't you mean go against him?
No, you will be behind him.
Runners, on your mark, get set, go!
Jeffy,
why aren't you running?
Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do?
Yes, it's a race.
Oh, you're supposed to race him?
Yes.
Well, what do I get?
Well, if you win, you get a medal.
Do I want that?
Yes, of course you want that.
All right, I'll try.
Oh, Usain Bolt is hauling ass. There's no way anyone's catching him. Oh, look at that. Jeffy's coming from behind. No diddy. Oh, it looks like it's going to be a photo finish. And, oh, I don't know who won. It's too close to call. We're going to have to let the judge review the results.
And what's your excuse?
My wheelchair wheel's locked, coach.
Such a quitter.
Congratulations, men, on tying and both winning gold medals.
I still believe I won. But you know what? Every little thing's going to be all right.
Oh, my God, I did it. I actually won a gold medal. I mean, we did it. Yay.
Well, good.
Well, kids, you tried your heart out of your asses off, and Jeffy actually won a gold medal.
Well, isn't that like all of our gold medals since we're like a team?
No, it's his.
This mac and cheese looks good, but I want to make it a little spicy. Good thing I went online and ordered some Colombian paprika. Ooh, come in with your delicious looking ass. I know this is going to be good. Pop that off and get the pouring. I didn't know paprika was this green, though. Woohoo, it's going to be delicious. Oh, man, that looks so delicious. Who can cook better than Pee-Pee? Nobody can. Oh, Junior, you stupid brat friends, your mac and cheese is ready.
Oh, man, guys, I can't wait to eat mac and cheese. What is this?
Green mac and cheese?
I think it's green beans.
I don't like my green beans better.
That's a bad Jeffy impression, Joseph.
I know.
Chef Pee-Pee, you said you made us mac and cheese, not green beans.
It's not green beans, stupid. It's mac and cheese with Colombian paprika in it.
Paprika isn't green.
Green mac and cheese? That's so cool.
Yeah, dude, who cares? Maybe it's good for you.
Yeah, maybe since it's green like a vegetable, it'll actually be good for us. Let's eat it, guys.
I don't feel good.
That was some pretty shit mac and cheese, Junior.
Yeah, I don't think Chef Pee-Pee should use paprika next time.
I don't think that was paprika.
Oh, dude, I got the bubble guts. Oh, my stomach. I gotta poop. Oh.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no, me three.
I'm gonna go lay down on the couch.
Me too.
Guys, come back! I can't move!
What's wrong, Joseph?
Dude, I can't move my arms or my legs! Oh, am I paralyzed? Oh, dude, I'm paralyzed!
Hold on, I'll just drag you. Whoa, Joseph, what the fuck?
What the hell's wrong with my arms?
Why are you stretchy?
I don't know, dude!
Come on, I'll just drag you. Junior, you gotta see this shit. Joseph's all stretchy.
What?
Whoa, Junior, you're green.
I'm green?
Yeah, you look like the Incredible Hulk or the Jelly Green Giant or something.
Dude, that's cool as hell and all, but I'm over here paralyzed and stretchy.
Yeah, look, he's stretchy.
But why is he so stretchy?
I don't know, but am I gonna be paralyzed forever?
Yeah, I think so, Joseph.
Oh, no!
Relax, I'm just pulling your leg.
That was a good-ass joke, dude, with your lame ass.
Well, wait a minute. Guys, do you think there's a possibility that we have superpowers? Three of us?
Yeah, I think we have superpowers three of us.
All three of us might have superpowers because Joseph's stretchy and paralyzed, and I'm just green, that's all I am.
Well, maybe if you get really mad, you like turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, make me mad.
Well, you're an idiot and your bib looks stupid.
That's dumb. That's not gonna make me mad, Cody.
You ain't got no mama.
Okay, wait a minute. I ain't got no mama. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no mama. You ain't got no daddy. You wear a stupid basketball shirt. You'll never make the NBA, especially since you're paralyzed now. And you're broke boy. Am I the Incredible Hulk?
No, you're just mean. You're just a big green meanie.
You just hurt my feelings. If I could walk, I'd just run away.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're just telling me my superpower is just being green?
Yeah, maybe you could get a job as a background character for movies being a green screen.
Well, you don't even have a power, Cody. What's your power?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what my power is.
You don't have a power. He doesn't have a power. He doesn't have a power. You don't got a power. Look at him. Look, he ran away. He couldn't handle that. He didn't have a power.
I would run away if I ain't have power.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Cody, where you at?
Where's lame ass at?
I'm right in front of you guys.
You're behind the couch, aren't you?
He's trying to hide.
Guys, I'm right here.
Wait. Cody, are you invisible?
Wait a minute. I'm invisible?
No way he got a power like that and I'm over here paralyzed as hell.
Wait, that means you guys can't see me.
Where you at, Cody? Wait, what are you doing to my shorts?
Let me see it, Junior. Is it green? Did it get bigger?
Get off me, Cody!
Dude, what, I feel something. What is it? Oh.
Guys, Joseph's balls are so stretchy.
Get him off me! Get him off me!
Get off of him, Cody!
Don't touch me, Junior.
You don't touch us!
Yeah.
Okay, listen, guys, we have to be serious. Look, we ate that green mac and cheese. Joseph is stretchy and paralyzed. Mm-hmm. I'm just green. And Cody, you're invisible. Right? Right, Cody? Cody? Where'd he go?
I don't know. I'm paralyzed.
Cody? Where'd you go, Cody? Cody!
Oh, man. Now I gotta clean up this mess? God.
Ooh.
Wait. What was that?
Chef Phoebe.
Wait, is that a ghost? Oh, no!
Chef Phoebe, it's me.
Wait, let go of me! Let my ass go! Uncle Philip, is that you? Stop it, please! I thought you were dead!
No, it's me, the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Whoa, wait, Michael Jackson? The Michael Jackson in my kitchen? Pee-Pee's kitchen? No way! Oh, I thought you'd be at a kiss house or something.
Well, I can just kind of come and go wherever I want.
Oh, that's pretty hard. But prove it, you're not Michael Jackson.
Billie Jean is not my lover.
Oh, man!
Yeah, it's really me.
Wait. Hey, I got a question. Are you black or white Michael Jackson in heaven?
Up here, I can be whichever one I want. I switch back and forth.
Ooh, that's pretty hard. You got skills, my nigga, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm here for a reason, Chef Pee-Pee. Want to get into heaven, right?
Yeah.
I need you to bend over.
Wait, what? What the hell are you talking about, Mike? You wildin', my boy.
Well, you know all that stuff about me diddling people?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, well, all of that was true. I honestly don't know how they even let me into heaven. But me and God are really tight because he's a big Thriller fan. So he lets me decide who gets into heaven. So I need you to bend over.
Oh, Mike, come on, Mike.
I mean, usually I, beat it, just beat it, but, nothing beats the real thing, right? So, I really need this.
Damn, Mike. I don't know, Mike. Look, you a ghost and all, so maybe I won't feel it or anything like that.
No, you're gonna feel it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Mike. Look, you're Michael Jackson, so I understand. You famous and all, and you're a ghost, and I want to get into heaven, so... Only for heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, where did you go?
Hey, Junior.
But Cody, where did you go?
I just went downstairs for a piece of ass. Cake. Cake.
I didn't know Chef Phoebe had cake in the kitchen.
Oh, Chef Phoebe's got a lot of cake. Fudge.
Well, I want a piece of the cake.
I don't think he's gonna give it to you. Not unless you're like Michael Jackson or some shit.
What?
I don't know, Junior, but I'm telling you, this is the best superpower I've ever had. A little bit better than when I could transform into things.
Well, listen, Cody, this is a serious problem. We gotta figure out what's going on, so turn visible and get back on the couch.
Okay.
Alright, guys, we gotta find a way to fix this.
Fix this? I'm having the time of my life over here.
Glad you're having a blast, dude, while I'm over here planking all day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Cody, you're the only one... Wait, why are you shirtless?
Oh, well, being invisible makes you really hot, and I was getting overheated. I don't even know why I took my shirt off. Chef Pee-Pee couldn't even see my abs.
What?
I mean, when I was eating cake. And I was eating cake from behind.
Well, listen, I think we need to call a doctor, because look at Joseph. He has no bones, and if he had bones, then his stretches would actually be... Cody, where'd you go?
No, don't worry. I'm here.
Cody, why'd you turn invisible?
Don't worry about it. It's fun to be invisible. Just keep talking.
Okay.
The fuck?
Cody, put it away.
Okay.
Listen, Joseph, if Joseph actually could move, his stretchiness would be a really cool power.
I know.
And me being green, I have to be more than just green.
Right?
So I think if we call a doctor, maybe he can fix the little tiny things that are wrong with us. Like what's wrong with your head, right, Cody?
What are you talking about?
There's something mentally wrong with you because you're using your invisible for bad.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm going to call a doctor. You stay right here, okay, Cody?
Okay, I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? You're green.
Yeah, doctor. Me and my two friends need help.
Wait, two friends? I only see one. Ooh. What the hell was that? It's me, the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage. Macho Man? You are my childhood hero. Yeah, well, Macho Man needs you to bend over and give me them ass cheeks. But why, Macho Man? Well, you want to get into heaven, don't you? Well, yeah, of course I do. Then I get you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime. I'm going to give you the cream of my crop. Okay, Mr. Randy Savage.
Cody, knock it off.
Yeah, chill out, dude.
What, Cody?
Yeah, our friend Cody's invisible.
Sorry about that. I had to try. Well, I understand I do have a dumpy, but still, using Macho Man just to get some ass is pretty low.
Listen, doctor, me and my two friends, we ate green mac and cheese, and now we all have superpowers.
Well, he's invisible, but what are your powers?
Well, Joseph,
I'm a vegetable.
Well, listen, he's really stretchy. Stretch his arm.
Oh, let me see. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, what's your power?
Oh, me? I'm a... I'm...
He's green, so he's useless.
I'm green.
Being green is not a power.
Well, it is a power. Look, it always happens this way. I start off with a really lame power, and then at the end, I have the coolest power of them all.
Well, what's your cool power?
I don't know yet. That's why you're here, because we were seeing if you could possibly give Joseph bones so he could walk around and be stretchy.
I can't just give him bones.
Well, can you please give me a wheelchair or something, nigga? Damn.
No, wheelchairs are expensive.
Well, can you do a blood test and find out what superpower I have?
There's no blood test for superpowers. Your friend's invisible. I'm assuming you guys have powers.
So then what should we do, Doctor?
Well, if I was you guys, I'd go fight crime.
Fight crime? You want to fight crime, Joseph?
How am I supposed to fight crime and I can't move, dude?
Cody, you want to fight crime? Cody? Come on, Cody, where'd you go?
I'm just kidding. I'm right here, guys.
Oh, thank God. You think we should fight crime, Cody?
Yeah, let's go lick some bad guy ass.
What?
Kick some bad guy ass.
Okay.
All right, let's go kick some butt.
Who's going to, like, drag me there or something?
Oh, I got you, buddy.
Okay, finally.
La, 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 just walking outside alone with my purse with lots of money in it.
Hey, give me your purse!
Ah, no, don't take my purse!
I'm taking it!
Unhand her, fiend.
And who are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
I'm Green Man.
Okay, what are your powers?
I call my friends for help. Cody, throw Joseph at him!
Okay.
He was supposed to hit you.
Well, he didn't. So what are you going to do now, you booger?
Ooh.
Oh, what is that? Is that a ghost?
It's me, the ghost of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Give her her purse back or I'm going to terminate your ass cheeks.
Oh, no! What is he doing to me?
Give her her purse back.
There you go. You can have it. Make him stop, please.
You guys are fucking weird.
Cody, please stop.
I'm almost dead. Hold on.
Make him stop!
Joseph, your foot fell off.
I know, dude. You yanked too hard.
Okay. Well, guys, we saved that lady's purse.
I saved that lady's purse. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't even dead. I can't believe that guy just bent over.
I don't think he willingly bent over, Cody.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. But he was a bad guy, so it's only fair. You know, an eye for an eye. Or a hole for a hole.
Cody, you need to start using your powers for good.
Oh, it was good. It was real fucking good.
No, Cody, you should start doing good deeds with your invisible powers.
Okay, like what?
You could help old ladies carry their groceries.
Okay, and when some old lady sees her groceries floating next to her, that's gonna scare the shit out of her.
Okay, you could, walk around Walmart like a secret shopper and make sure people aren't stealing.
A secret shopper? Okay, I'll just go to Walmart and walk around and do the same job as a security camera.
Okay, you could ride on airplanes and, people can't see you so you can see if they're gonna try to hijack the plane.
That's called an air marshal, and it already exists. And it's actually probably better that they are visible because it scares people into not doing that.
Okay, well, you could ride around in taxis in New York City and make sure they're not overcharging people for rides.
Junior, face it. The only thing you can do with invisibility powers is bad shit. Like, I could rob banks. I could go anywhere I want in the entire world. I could go after the president if I wanted to.
Okay, I'm not gonna let you kill the president.
I never said anything about killing him. You know what I'm gonna do to him.
Well, I can't let you do that.
What is the stance you're doing?
It's the I'm about to kick your ass stance.
Okay, well then do it then, green boy.
Oh, you're not gonna like this.
What is that? What are you doing?
I was hoping I had, Spider-Man webs.
Well, you don't.
Okay, how about this?
Now what are you doing?
I was hoping a bunch of bumblebees would fly out of my mouth.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, how about...
Oh, is that laser eyes? We already did laser eyes.
You're right. Ooh, how about this?
Is that the stanky leg?
No, I'm trying.
Dude, it's hard watching you from here.
Hold on, you're about to see my power.
What? Why are you jumping?
I was hoping I had super leapfrog.
Super leapfrog?
Like I could jump like a frog, hiking super high.
Could have said that the first time.
Listen, I'm trying to find my powers. Look, I'm like Deadpool. My powers are gonna mutate, and you guys are gonna be so jealous.
Face it, Junior. You're just a miserable little no mama, no powers, have an ass bitch.
You take that back.
No, it's true, Junior. Whenever Jeffy came around, you were old hat. Nobody cared about Junior videos anymore. Just look at the views on those Jeffy videos.
That's it, Cody. You took it too far. You think my video views are bad? What about Cody videos? What about Ken videos? Nobody even gives a shit about Ken. And whatever happened to Timmy? Remember that? Nobody gave a fuck about that. You weren't talking about my views. You weren't about Timmy. We were doing just fine. We would have gotten sued for Timmy. We never got to get along. That was Timmy! Yeah!
It's me!
Oh, it's so gross.
Ow, God, it burns. Everywhere.
My mouth.
Ow! Ow!
It's
everywhere! Oh, God!
God, that hurts so bad.
Yeah, dude, I'm in so much pain.
Oh, Junior, you're not green anymore.
I'm not?
No, you exploded and your slime went all over me. Or was that just a dream I had last night? Anyway, now I'm in the mood for some more ass cheeks. I'm gonna turn invisible and go see Chef Pee-Pee again. I love being invisible.
You see that, Joseph? He didn't turn invisible.
Dude, I can walk again. You see this?
Wait, are you still stretchy?
I don't know, dude. Ow, ow, you're yanking my arm. It hurts.
Oh, I thought you were stretchy, but guys, that means we all lost our superpowers. Three of us lost our superpowers.
Dude, you didn't have a superpower.
Well, I mean, I was green, and you saw me explode at the end. I had slime. I could blow up and be, like, slimy, but I guess it only happens once.
That was a waste of a power, dude.
Yeah, they're all, I always get the lame powers.
Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Guaranteed. Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Mr. Jackson. Not anymore.
Yes, Michael Jackson wants more.
I'm already guaranteed to go to heaven, though.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, look, be gentle this time, Mike. Wait. Cody, what the hell?
I'm not Cody. I'm Michael Jackson.
Cody, what the hell are you talking about? You are right here. I can see you.
You can see me?
Yes, I can see you. I have eyes.
Oh, well, nice tattoo of Krunk from Emperor's New Groove on your butt, by the way.
How the hell do you know about that?
Michael Jackson told me.
Oh, Cody's so damn weird. Wait, what the hell does this say? Caution? Hazardous material? Wait, this isn't my paprika. Who the hell got my paprika?
At last, my nuclear reactor is almost complete. Now, for the final ingredients, the plutonium. Here it is. But paprika? This is not plutonium. Who has my plutonium? No!
The cow goes moo, and the pig goes oink, and the dog goes woof, and the snake goes, and the snake goes, Marvin, the snake goes, and the sheep goes,
what are you doing? I'm practicing my bat swing so I can play baseball and get paid $100 million. And if I'm really good, and I eat my food with chopsticks, and I'm good at math and have a tiny wiener, then I'll get paid $700 million. Practice somewhere else.
Marvin, will you pass me the frog?
Yeah, I'll get you the frog.
Get up, bitch!
Oh my god, Marvin, are you okay?
Mommy, I think I killed Daddy.
Oh my god, I'm gonna go get a doctor!
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, Jeffy hit Marvin in the face.
Ooh, a puzzle. Oh, I love these things. The frog goes... Well, that actually depends on the species of frog. You know, every frog sounds different. This looks like it could be Ronoclamatans. Although, now that I'm really looking at it, I think it's Lithobates catasbionus. Yep, that's what it is. The Lithobates catasbionus goes...
The shit that's in my diaper goes...
You're missing a chicken.
Yes, I know, but can you please help Marvin? Jeffy hit him in the face with a baseball bat.
There's always something going on around here.
Is Marvin going to be okay?
Well, he might have a concussion.
Is that bad?
Nah, the Miami Dolphins quarterback gets him all the time. He seems to love it.
I want a brother.
Huh?
Jeffy, you can't have a brother.
Oh, really? Not letting him have black friends in 2024? What's wrong with you?
What?
Martin Luther King had a dream.
That's not what he's talking about.
Oh, you mean like a brother. I thought you meant like a brother, you know, like a homie. Well, listen, kid, that's not going to happen either. Not unless your mom starts giving it up, which, according to Marvin's text, she's not.
Excuse me?
All I'm saying is maybe give the man some poo-poo every now and then.
Can you please just help Marvin out?
That's what I'm trying to do. He's starving for some poo-poo.
With the concussion.
I don't know. Try giving him some poo-poo then.
I want your poo-poo.
Well, listen, I think we're all getting distracted. The best way you could possibly get something like a brother is making friends, but who has time for that? So I think the only thing logical to do would be to clone yourself, which I don't usually do, because that involves a toaster oven, and that's not my machine. But I do have something that might help. Let me get it. Eureka, the clone gun!
What's it do?
Well, you see, scientists all over the world have been trying to make a clone machine so they can clone organs for organ transplants, or to clone food to end world hunger, but I think that's stupid. I think it'd be cool if you had, like, a really hot nurse and you wanted to have a threesome with her, so you cloned her, and you had a threesome with her and the clone. And then it wouldn't be weird, like, if they were twins, because then it would be incest, and that would be gross. But if it's just her and her clone, then there's nothing wrong with that. But see, the problem is, whenever I've done it, the clone doesn't want to do it, because she's always like, well, I'm not gay for myself. So then whenever I clone the girl, I tell her, try to think about being gay for yourself. myself. I'll explain why in a second. But then every time I do it, the clone still doesn't want to have the threesome, and I'm starting to think the girl I'm cloning doesn't want to do the threesome either. Anyway, what I was saying is, the flaw with this machine is whatever you're thinking about when I clone you, that's how your clone's gonna act. So if you're thinking about funny jokes, then your clone's gonna tell funny jokes. Or maybe just that one joke over and over again. And if you think about scary stuff, then your clone's gonna be scary. So what you should do is think about however you want your brother to be, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you got it?
Yep.
Pew. Tell me, stepbrother, I'm stuck. Stick in my pooper.
What were you thinking about?
The hub.
Oh. Well, see, the cool thing about this clone gun is if you turn it this way, you can beat the clone to death and start over. Okay, now, what you should do is think about how you really want your brother to act. You got it?
Okay.
Okay. Pew.
Hello.
Hi. Jeffy, what were you thinking about?
World domination!
I'm going to go take over the world!
Okay. So let's try again, and this time don't think about that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Pew! Oh, damn it. I'm all out of cologne.
What's the cologne for?
Well, the clone machine runs on cologne.
What kind of cologne?
Axe body spray. Does anybody have any Axe body spray? No? Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're not in a middle school boys' locker room. Well, I guess that's it. You have an evil clone on the loose, and Marvin should be awake by now. I'm getting a little worried about that. We probably should have addressed that first. And I will send my bill in the mail.
Oh my god, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! An evil doctor scientist that is now for sale on smlmerch.com, link in the description, is threatening to poison the world's water supply. We have an exclusive video of that now.
I've done it! I've finally done it! With this, I can finally poison the world's water supply with nuclear piss. And the best part is, no one can stop me!
Whoa, somebody should really stop him.
Wait, aren't you a cop?
No, I'm a doctor. What the hell? How did that happen?
Go stop him!
Ugh, okay, fine. You know, I really thought this job was gonna be me handing out speeding tickets and abusing my power. But now I gotta do responsibilities.
Now, how am I going to poison the whole world's water supply? I could either dump all the nuclear piss into the river, or I could rob a bank and then use all the stolen money from the bank at a gas station to buy all their bottles of water. Then I'll use the nuclear piss to poison the water bottles and hand them out to hurricane relief victims. It's perfect!
Hello, welcome to the bank. How may I help you?
Yes, I would like to withdraw $20 million from my bank account, please.
From checkings or savings?
Move out of my way! You're gonna give me all the money in this bank or die!
Sir, please, I'm gonna need you to take a number and wait your turn.
I'm sorry, what?
Take a number and wait your turn.
I am holding a firearm in front of your face. You do know that, right?
This is bulletproof glass.
Oh, we'll see about that! Well, I will, go sit in the lobby and wait my turn.
Thank you.
I can't believe I have to wait! I don't have time for this! I'm trying to take over the world!
Yeah, tell me about it. I hate the bank.
Number 53?
Number 53? But that's bullshit! I'm number 49! Number 49 comes before number 53!
Sorry, man.
Hello, sir. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about opening up a money market account.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, first we'll...
Just kidding! Give me all your money!
Haha, this is bulletproof glass!
Oh, sorry. Actually, can you just come down here for a second?
Oh, sorry, what was that?
Give me the money!
Oh my god, you take it!
Yeah, that's right. You see this face? This is the face of the man that's robbing you! Never forget this face!
Ah, come on! I was gonna do that!
Sorry, man.
Next, number 49. Yes, 911, someone just robbed the bank!
Give me the rest of the money in the bank!
Sir, please, I'm on the phone.
Oh, sorry, take your time.
Sorry, 911, that was just a rude customer. Yes, someone just robbed the bank! Thank you! How may I help you?
Give me the rest of the money in the bank! Give it to me!
We don't have any money, he stole it all!
How much money is in my account?
You don't have an account with us, sir.
Don't have an account. I would like to open an account!
All right, we're offering a $20 sign-up bonus if you're military.
No.
Well, is anyone in your family military?
No.
Would you like to still open an account?
Sure.
All right, you need $5 deposit to start a checking.
Oh, come on! I don't have $5! Why do you think I'm grabbing a bank? Yes, a gas station. There has to be money here.
Give me all the money in the register.
Ah, don't shoot! Come on, man. Didn't you get enough money from the bank?
Yeah, you're right. You can have this one.
Thank you. Give me all the money in the register.
Is that a Nerf gun?
Hey, man, can I borrow your real gun?
Yeah, sure thing.
Thank you. Give me all the money in the register!
Okay, please, don't shoot, I have a family!
Yeah, that's more like it.
Okay, here you go.
What is this?
Well, business at the gas station has been slow lately.
All right, well, I'm gonna go shopping, and you stay right there!
Okay. Hey,
can I have my gun back?
Oh, sure, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm gonna buy cases of water so I can poison them! Let's see, how much money do I have? $20, $30, $45. Hey! How much is a case of water?
$7.99.
Damn! $7.99? For that price, you're robbing me! Let's see, $7.99 a case. I have $45. That means I can get 5 cases. Yeah. Hold on, I have 4 more.
That's okay, take your time. That's a lot of water.
Damn, this is heavy. I'm very thirsty.
Yeah, I can see that.
You guys don't want to help, huh?
Nope.
Okay, how much?
Oh, let me see. That'll be $39.95.
Here.
All right, thank you.
Now give me the money that he just gave you.
Oh, darn it. There you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I could have done that the whole time. I could have bought so much more water.
Have a nice day.
Finally, my plan to take over the world is almost complete. Now all I have to do is finish poisoning all these water bottles and then hand them out to hurricane relief victims. And some for you. And some for you. And some for you.
Who the fuck is he talking to?
And
hey, stop it.
Oh no, the police! Well, you're too late. I've already started poisoning the world's water supply.
Okay, 5 cases of water is not the world's water supply.
Yeah, well, it's going to be once I save up more money and buy more water.
Why don't you just steal the water? You know, you'll be an evil and all.
Stealing water? Well, I mean, that's just plain wrong!
You're trying to poison people. That seems pretty mean.
So?
How do you even know if that piss is poisonous?
Oh, you don't believe that this is poison. Well, allow me to prove it to you. Is that enough poison for you, huh? Is it poison?
Wow, that was really easy. Well, I did it. I killed him.
Wow, you're really good at your job.
Thank you. You know, not enough people tell me that.
Oh, what is going on?
Wakey, wakey, sleepyhead. You missed the whole video.
Really? What happened?
Oh, nothing much. Just Jeffy got cloned. His clone turned out to be evil, and he tried to take over the world by poisoning the world's water supply.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but don't worry. His clone is,
dead?
No, he's for sale on smlmerch.com. Link in the description. Yeah. The Lithibates Catus Bionis goes...
All right, guys, you ready to go practice trick-or-treating?
I still don't understand why we need to practice trick-or-treating. We've been doing it for years without a problem.
Because, Cody, this is a dress rehearsal for Halloween. We make sure our costumes look good and make sure we say trick-or-treat right.
How do you say trick-or-treat wrong? You just say trick-or-treat and then they give you candy.
No, Cody, you have to say the whole thing. That's how you get more candy. You say trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
And then the ref. If you don't, I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear.
I like that better.
No, we're not going to say that. We're not going to say, if you don't, I don't care, I'll pull down your underwear. Like, you're threatening to assault them? You're threatening to pull their underwear down? Who wrote that, Bill Cosby or Jared Fogle?
Well, that's just how it goes, Junior.
We're not saying that part. See, this is why we have this whole dress rehearsal, so we say it right, because if you say that, we're going to get arrested. All right, so I think we have the whole gang. We got Joseph as Scooby.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
And we got Penelope as...
Daphne.
And we got Cody as...
Thelma.
And then we got Fred.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Shaggy. Wait... We're missing a character. We're missing Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, we don't have a Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, Chef Peavy would be a good Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't even have the costume.
I'm gonna go ask him if he wants to be Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't have the whatever.
Come on, guys. He has to see our costumes.
Okay.
I'll make him want to do it. Hey, Chef Peavy.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm making fried fruit by the foot.
That sounds yummy.
Wait, you guys just like Courage the Cowardly Dog for Halloween? Wait, you're 4 days early, though.
No, we're not Courage the Cowardly Dog. I don't know what would make you even think that. I mean, I guess I could be Muriel and Junior could be Eustace Bags, but no, that's not what we're doing.
But Joseph is the dog!
No, we're Scooby-Doo.
Never heard of it.
Impossible. Everybody's heard of Scooby-Doo.
Well, I didn't, because I never had a TV growing up!
Well, I feel like it still would have gotten around somehow.
Well, it missed me. It never got around. What do you guys want?
We want to know if you want to dress up like Scrappy-Doo.
Who?
Well, Scrappy-Doo is like a little Courage the Cowardly Dog who's also an asshole.
No, I want to be Clifford!
Oh, you've heard of him. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Who hasn't heard of Clifford the Big Red Dog, you idiot?
Okay, but we don't even have a Clifford costume or a Scrappy-Doo costume, so I don't even know why we're asking you.
Come on, guys. Let's go practice saying trick-or-treat.
Bothering me and my fruit fried.
It's good to be a billionaire. What the?
Chimes, get in here!
Yes, sir.
Empty, more yummy.
Very well, sir.
Hurry, Chimes, I'm parched like a pear tree.
Oh, come on.
Chimes, your blindfold, put it on. I don't want your life to be too easy.
Oh, very well, sir.
You better not spill it. I swear to God, if you spill one drop on that counter, I'm going to beat your ass. You know what? I'm going to come watch.
Oh, where is it?
You better not spill it. That is Poppy Rosé 2007.
But, sir, I can't see.
Didn't you go to Butler School or some shit?
Well, they didn't teach me this in Butler School.
Well, they should have. Wasn't it on your resume that you were the best blindfolded wine pourer?
Sir, you just made that up.
No, I didn't. You better start pouring.
I just don't see under what circumstance anyone would ever need to blindfold themselves in order to pour wine.
This one. Now get to pouring.
Oh, very well, sir. Oh. Wait, I think I'm getting it, sir.
Look what you did!
There's no way! Well, I swear I was pouring it in the glass, sir.
Chives, I'm tired of you screwing around. Now get your ass out there in the yard and pick up the gardener shit.
The gardener defecates in the yard?
Yes, you know he's not allowed in the house, that old stinky fuck.
Oh, very well, sir.
Go! Quinceañera! Get in here! Mess time!
To call for me, Mr. Goodman?
Yes, mess time.
Oh, do you want me to get back on my knees?
No, that's yummy time. This is mess time. Clean it.
Oh, so do you want me to make a mess with my mouth?
No, take your hand and a napkin and rub over the table, and clean up the fucking mess.
Oh, so you just want me to clean up this wine with this napkin?
Cece's Pizza. Yes, yes, pizza. Now I'm gonna go make sure Javier the gardener didn't leave his orange picking ladder under my fucking orange tree, or else he's going right back to Chihuahua, Mexico.
Okay.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! She didn't even clean up the mess! Bad quinceañera! Bad! You're fired! No more job! Bye-bye green card.
Sir, she's dead. She's been stabbed in the back.
And you know what that means, Chives? That means you're going to have to pick up the slack around here and start doing all her jobs. That means cleaning the house, giving me blumpkins.
Oh.
Give me thank you, Tom.
No, sir, anything but that. I really think we should just call the police.
Okay, you do that, and I'm going to go Google up some cities in Mexico where I can find a new one.
Oh, where's my phone? Oh, I got to call 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Please help, there's been a murder!
Oh, do you know who did it?
No, it just happened! I have no idea who could have done it!
Well, don't worry, because you're talking to a clue master. Let's see, it has to be Colonel Mustard in the study with the candlestick.
What? No, there's no Colonel Mustard here.
Okay, then it's definitely Professor Plum, it's always him.
What? Are you playing Clue?
Yeah, are you not playing Clue?
Sir, there is a dead body here! Someone has been murdered!
Oh, shit, for real? Okay, well then I'll be right there.
Thank you, please hurry. He's already here. Hello?
Trick or treat!
What?
I know Halloween's not till Thursday, but we wanted to practice saying trick or treat.
What? It's three fucking words, Junior.
I called the cops, though! There's been a murder!
A murder? You hear that, gang? We solve crimes. We're the mystery gang.
Yeah!
The mystery gang? Oh, you must mean forensics! Yes, come right in! The body's this way!
Body? Cody, do we go in?
No, Junior, we don't solve real crimes.
Well, but we're the mystery gang! Let's ask Scooby if we should go in. Hey, Scoob, should we go in?
Ruh-roh, Raggy!
Good idea, Scoob! Let's go!
What?
All right, the body's over here.
Zoink, Scoob.
Jinkies.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
That's the Flintstones.
Oh, my bad, dude.
Say it right.
Ruh-roh, Reggie.
Do you have any dog treats me and my dog can eat?
What? No.
Oh. Well, all right, gang. There's a dead body. What should we do?
I think we should split up and search for clues. Come on, Daphne.
Okay.
All right, guys. There's two clues here. A knife in this girl's back, and a body with a knife in it.
I think you can count those as one.
Look, we're gonna solve this murder. We're gonna find out what happened to her.
Junior, what the fuck are we doing here? We're supposed to be practicing for trick-or-treating, which is stupid anyway because it's not even that hard.
It is kinda hard, guys. We've been trick-or-treating our entire lives, and not one time have I messed up saying trick-or-treat.
Then why do we need to practice?
Because there's some people who have a hard time saying trick-or-treat. Hey, Joseph, how do you say the words when you open the door on Halloween?
Oh, smell my feet, give me some money.
See, he doesn't quite get it.
Okay, yeah, I understand that, but we're not gonna solve a murder, Junior.
But look, we're the Scooby Gang! We can solve murders just like they do in the show!
Okay, they're not called the Scooby Gang, and they don't solve murders. Usually it's just some goofy guy in a mask running around trying to scare people for insurance purposes or something.
What was that last part you just said?
For insurance purposes or something?
Hey, bald man! Does anyone, like, pull out, like, a life insurance policy on this woman before she died?
Well, Mr. Goodman did, but he does that for all of his servants.
We should speak to this Mr. Goodman guy and see where he was during the murders.
Well, he was with me in the backyard while I was picking up the gardener's shit.
Where was the gardener?
He was with me, watching me pick up his shit.
Oh, I'm out of suspects. We should leave.
Yeah, I agree. We should go home and let the police handle this.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said we should let the police handle this.
Police? Please help me is what she said before she got murdered. I can hear it in my head.
No, you're not hearing it in your head. You're just thinking that because it sounds like please.
Wait a minute. I think I know who did this.
Okay, who did it?
Chef Pee-Pee.
What, how the fuck would Chef Pee-Pee do this?
Where was he at when she got murdered?
Probably your house, where he always is.
See, you always think he's at my house. See, we don't ever think he's anywhere else. So he could be here, stabbing her in the back when we least suspect
it. Why would it be him?
I don't know. Why wouldn't it be him? It literally could be anyone in the world.
Yes, it could be literally anyone in the entire world.
So we have to start interviewing everyone in the entire world.
Junior, we're never going to interview everyone in the world.
Not with that attitude. If you just stop talking and stop yapping, we can get and start talking to people.
Okay, well, let's go talk to Chef Pee-Pee.
All right, I think we should drag the body and show him the body.
Junior, why are we going to drag the body there?
Because if we show Chef Pee-Pee his victim's body, he's going to cry when he sees his victim. Like, if we go say, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, did you kill someone? He could lie to us. But if he sees the body right in front of him, he's going to cry because he can remember stabbing her in the back.
I think if you show anybody a dead body, they're going to freak out.
Listen, you just go find the other two, and me and Scooby are going to drag this body to our house.
Okay,
going? Uh-oh.
Come on, Scooby, she's slipping.
I got her, dude, I got her.
Grab the body.
I got her, dude.
What are you saying?
Reggie?
Yeah, that's right, Scooby.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, hey, cops, we are solving a murder.
Really? Because it looks like you guys might be doing a murder.
No. See, we're the Scooby Gang, and I'm Shaggy, he's Scooby-Doo.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, and so this guy called the Scooby Gang to solve the murder.
No, he called the police, and I would know because I am the police.
Oh, well, listen, you don't have to do anything. We got it from here. We have a prime suspect.
Oh, well, who is it?
My chef, Chef Pee-Pee.
Well, what clues have you found?
We found a knife in this woman's back, and she's dead.
Okay, and what about that says Chef Pee-Pee?
The kitchen knife.
Thank you, Scooby. What'd you say?
Ruh-roh, kitchen knife.
Yeah, so the kitchen knife, my chef is in the kitchen, and he uses kitchen knives. So maybe he came over here and stabbed her with the kitchen knife.
Okay, but we're nowhere near his house.
Yeah, see, that's what makes him a prime suspect, because no one would suspect it's him. And he just probably came over here and did this real quick.
Okay, what? I don't feel like arresting all of you and doing all that paperwork, so I'm going to let this play out, because I have a feeling you guys are just going to call me later.
Yeah, he realized we're better than him.
Totally.
All right, come on, the body's slipping, the body's slipping.
Oh, Jesus, slippery one.
Oh, my God, Fred, I think I found a clue.
Oh, my God, where?
It's right there, it's a mask.
Oh, my God, you found a clue, yay!
Hey, guys, Shaggy and Scoob are dragging the body back to Shaggy's house.
Hey, Velma, look, I found a clue!
Yeah, she totally found a clue!
Oh, wow, good job, guys.
No, say the thing.
Yeah, say the thing.
Jinkies, a clue.
This damsel's distressed.
Okay, but guys, seriously, can we cut the shit? Somebody's actually dead, and Junior's dragging the body back to his house, so grab that. I think it might be important.
Okay.
What am I doing wrong?
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm trying to fry this broom out of foot, but it keeps melting.
Have you tried putting batter on it?
Okay. I'll try that next time.
Chef Pee-Pee, do you know this woman?
Why did you bring a dead woman in here, Junior?
How do you know she's dead?
Because she has a knife in her back, you dumbass.
I never pointed out the knife. How do you know there's a knife in her back? How do you know that's how she died?
Context clues. I can see with my own eyes.
Duh.
Chef Phoebe, what have you been doing tonight?
Frying fruit by the foot. Did you not hear me? Are your ears not working?
And you've been getting mad about fruit by the foot, right?
Yes.
Like, really mad?
Yes, frustrated.
And maybe you want to take that frustration out on a woman's back with a knife?
Maybe, but no, not really. I don't even know this lady.
Oh, okay, so you don't know this lady. How do you know she's a lady? How do you know she doesn't identify as a lady? How do you know she doesn't identify as a man?
Because I...
How do you know her pronouns?
I don't know her like that. I'm just assuming.
Oh, wow. And what happens when you assume? You make an ass out of you and me.
Damn, you're right.
And what does asses do? Shit. And you're talking a lot of shit right now, Chef PD.
What do you want from me, 2 year?
Did you kill this woman or not?
No, I didn't kill that damn woman.
You swear to God?
I swear to Moses, anybody!
Moses, he didn't swear to God, but he swear to Moses.
Well, bro, what do you want from me, Junior?
You just, for some reason, you can't swear to God, but you'll swear to
me. I swear to God, okay? Does that make you feel better?
Hey, Junior, they found this mask. It might belong to the killer.
That mask is way too big to fit my small face. Oh, couldn't be me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's right. This mask would never fit him.
Oh, I guess we have to look for other suspects. Wait a minute.
What now?
When we came to ask you if you wanted to be Scrappy Doo and you thought we were Courage the Cowardly Dog, which is no way close to what we are, I think I saw that mask behind you.
What? No, you didn't? What are you talking about?
Wait, Junior, look right here. It says property of Chef Pee-Pee.
Shush, stop gasping. You know what? Fine. I did it. I did that shit. I killed that bitch. Zoinks.
Gingy.
What's what up, gang?
But why?
Scooby Snacks.
What?
Look, I killed her because I hate working here, and I want to work for Mr. Goodman, and she stole my job. So I said, if I could sneak up and stab her in the back while she's working and cleaning up, oh, she could die, and it would be a job opening available, and I could steal all the jobs. It would be mine, and I could have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you, Curse the Cowardly Dog.
Nope, not even fucking close. You had one line, and you messed it up.
Yeah, Chef, you're supposed to say... If it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Meddling kids, yeah.
I told you I didn't watch that damn show!
You're gonna go to jail for killing someone. You swore to God also, that's fucked up.
Hey, Daddy! Hey, Daddy! Hey, Daddy! What do you want, Jeffy?
I'm bored.
Well, go do your chores.
Chores can nick my butt.
Well, go to bed.
Go to bed can nick my butt.
If you say lick my butt one more time, you're grounded.
Getting grounded can...
Say it.
Lick my honey hole, also known as my butt.
Jeffy, go do your chores.
What do you want me to do?
Go mop.
What is go mop?
That's a mop, Jeffy.
What am I supposed to do with that? It looks like a witch's broom.
You get this white part wet, and then you grab the stick and you...
Marvin, you're not explaining it really well. Jeffy, you take the mop and you dunk it in a bucket filled with soap and water and you clean the floors with it.
I don't understand this game!
It's not a game, Jeffy. It's chores and it's cleaning, so go do it.
Well, how do I get points?
You don't get points. You just do it. So look, take it and go mop.
Alright, I'll try.
So look, it's going to take a couple days to figure it out, and then we'll have a lot of peace and quiet and we can watch movies. What the fuck, Jeffy? What the fuck are you doing?
I'm mopping!
Fucking doofus!
They call me Tar Tar Pig!
You are Tar Tar Pig! Who the fuck is the mother cow?
You didn't explain the rules!
There are no rules, but you said I'll fuck it up!
Marvin!
Look, go to bed, Jeffy!
I can't go to bed yet without a bedtime story!
You want a bedtime story? Once upon a time, there was a kid born with half a brain named Jeffy, and he fucked everything up!
You're talking about me!
Marvin! Go tell him a real bedtime story!
I did!
Marvin!
Look at this! Hey, Jeffy.
I'm sorry, Daddy. My brain tells me to listen, but sometimes I don't want to.
I don't think you want to ever, Jeffy. I think you do that on purpose.
Tell me a bedtime story.
Okay, you want to hear a bedtime story?
Yeah, but don't make it scary, because scary stories give me the runs, and I shit the bed, and throw up, and piss, and cry.
You do that every night without a bedtime story, Jeffy.
Yep.
All right, so let me tell you a bedtime story, and I'll make sure it's not scary for you so you can sleep good. So once upon a time, there was this serial killer.
Did he eat Fruit Loops?
No, he killed a bunch of people. And his name was the Window Knock Murderer.
The Window Knock Murderer?
Yeah, because he would go to people's houses and knock on their windows.
Why wouldn't he knock on your front door?
Because he did the windows. I don't know. He just knocked on windows. And when people would hear a knocking sound coming from their windows, they'd go check it out.
What was it?
It was fucking him. And they would open their window.
Why would they open the window for a stranger? They didn't even know who he is.
Because he looked like a nice guy. And he would ask to use their cell phone. And they would say, hold on, let me go get it. You're screaming at parts that's not even... So when they would go to grab their cell phone, the guy would come into their room. Not gonna scream at that. Okay, so they would come back with their cell phone. And then the window knock murderer, he would murder them! And then he'd leave out the window. And then he'd close the window. And then he'd get in his car. And then he'd drive away. And then he'd... I mean, after that, I don't really know what he did, but no one ever caught him because he never left any evidence because he would willingly be let into the window, so he'd leave through the window and there was no breaking and entering.
Well, how do you know about the story?
Well, because there was a survivor that got away and told everyone what the guy tried to do to them, and then the cops started putting together that there may be this guy out there that did this. And so if you ever hear a knock at your window, it's probably the window knock murderer.
Oh. I have to shit.
Were you not listening to... Good night, Jeffy.
All right, Marvin, I tried drawing it up as much as I could. Did you tell Jeffy his bedtime story?
Yeah, I told him a scary story so he'd have trouble sleeping.
Marvin, why would you do that?
To get payback for what he did on the couch.
But now he's gonna have nightmares.
I'm gonna have nightmares for what he did to the couch, making it all wet with the mop.
Marvin, that's just mean.
Listen, I need your help making a joke on Jeffy.
What?
Yeah, I need you to... I'm gonna pull a prank on him, so I need you to come hold the ladder.
What?
Yeah, just come with me. Look, it's gonna be really funny. Jeffy's gonna think it's funny. Come here. Ooh, it's gonna be so funny.
Marvin, what are you doing? What is this?
I'm gonna climb up the ladder. I'm gonna knock on Jeffy's window to scare him.
Marvin, that's mean.
It's not mean. It's a prank, and he's gonna laugh when he realizes it's a joke.
I don't think he's gonna laugh. I think he's gonna be scared.
He's gonna be scared until he realizes it's a prank. Look, just hold the ladder so I don't fall.
Fine.
Jeffy, the window knock murderer's here.
Huh? What was that? Someone's knocking at my window! What was the name of that guy that my daddy told me a story about?
The window knock murderer!
Daddy! The window knock murderer is knocking at my window!
Jeffy was so... What the f*** are you doing?
I'm doing my chores so the window knock murderer doesn't get me!
He doesn't exist!
Well, did you tell me who was knocking at my window?
Jeffy, it was Marvin!
Nope, it was the real window knock murderer. He's gonna kill you for doing this stupid shit.
Well, good, because I already called the cops!
What? He called the cops?
Stop that!
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Whoa, what happened here? Did the couch-mopping bandit rob you guys?
The couch-mopping bandit?
Yeah, you know, he breaks into your house wielding a mop and he mops your couch, and once your couch is all wet, he robs you. Is that what happened here?
No, shithead over there.
Yeah, it's me.
Decided to mop the couch twice.
Oh, well, that's silly. So who called the cops?
I did, because the window knock murderer was at my window.
Knocking.
Officer, just don't listen to him. It's a made-up
name. The window knock murderer strikes again, huh? We've been looking for that bastard for years.
The window knock murderer's not real.
Well, yes, he is. Haven't you heard of him? He knocks on people's windows, asks for a phone, and then he comes in, kills somebody, and then he leaves, closes the window, and leaves without a trace.
I made that story up.
Well, no, he's a real guy, but he usually kills people in Seattle. It's weird that he'd be in Florida.
And he even announced his name at the window!
Yeah, he does usually announce his presence.
Well, I would just not... Let's not waste your time with this.
No, no. We take all window knock murderer sightings very seriously, so I'm going to look around for some clues. Jeffy, can you show me the window you heard the knock at?
Yeah, right this way!
Marvin, you need to tell them the truth!
No, I'm in too deep. Listen, the cop's not going to find anything, and he's going to leave. Just shh.
All right, officer, this is your window!
Can you stop?
I'm sorry. It's just such a fun noise, and I have ADHD, but that doesn't really help me. I guess I could try to get some fingerprints off the window, but if you were knocking, you wouldn't have any fingerprints. It would just be knuckle prints, and you can't really get a knuckle print. Unless you check my ex-wife's vag, then you could get a whole fist print. Yeah, guys just like to punch it as hard as they can. It's like one of those arcade machines, but you don't even have to pay for this one because it's free. I don't even know what she gets out of it. It's like a speed bag, just...
Yeah. Anyway, enough about how much of a whore my ex-wife is. I should probably look for some evidence, but it's kind of hard with these blinds down. And I'm not even going to try to lift them up, because when I do, it doesn't work. I just pull the cord, and then one side goes up, and the other side doesn't go up, so I have to put it back down, and then I got to try again, and then it doesn't even stay there, so I'm not even going to embarrass myself that way. I guess I could go outside and look for footprints on the roof.
Well, 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 Marvin, what do we have here?
Listen, I can explain the ladder.
Flowers. But not just any flowers, Marvin. Schlumbergera truncata, otherwise known as the false Christmas cactus. It's a species of plant in the family Cacticae that's endemic to a small area of coastal mountains in southern Brazil where its natural habitats are subtropical or tropical moist forests. But I'm sure you already knew that because it's in your front yard.
I actually did not know that.
Well, then maybe you should pay more attention to what's in your front yard, Marvin. Like that ladder, for example.
What? A ladder? Marvin, is this ladder always here?
No, I've never seen this ladder in my entire life.
Well, that means the window knock murderer finally made a mistake. I could probably get some fingerprints off this ladder.
Well, what if he didn't use his hands to climb it?
Well, it'd be really fucking impressive if he just walked his ass up this ladder without his hands, Marvin. Not to mention dangerous. And he'd have to be a pretty cocky motherfucker to be like, these hands aren't for climbing, they're just for knocking and killing. And how do you even get down, Marvin? Did he just jump down like a superhero?
No, maybe he walked down on, like, stairs.
Marvin, that's bullshit and you know it.
But listen, I don't want you to get fingerprints off the ladder because it's my ladder and I climbed and I knocked on the window.
A confession.
Marvin, when's the last time you were in Seattle?
Listen, I'm not the window knock murderer. I made up the entire story to try to scare Jeffy and I put the ladder here. I went up there, I knocked on the window to scare him, and it just so happened it's a real story.
Marvin, that's impossible. There's no way you made up a story that just so happened to be real.
It actually happened that way, I promise.
Yeah, yeah, tell it to the judge. You're under arrest.
But my handcuffs are upstairs. We're gonna have to go back up there. Come on. All right, Marvin, tell your wife what you did.
What did you do?
I'm getting arrested for climbing up that ladder and knocking on Jeffy's window.
Oh, I already knew he did that. I saw him do it.
An accomplice! You're under arrest, too!
Wait, that's not my fault! I tried to stop him!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can also tell it to the judge. Man, two arrests in one night? Looks like someone's getting a gold sticker! And it's gonna be me! And I can also add Schlumbergera truncata to my flower bingo card, so that's fun. So let's go to the cop car. Wait, wait, wait. Do you guys hear that? That sounds like knocking on a window. But Marvin, if you're here, that means who's knocking at the window?
Well, we have to go see who it is.
To the window!
To the wall!
To the wall!
To the front! Drop down my balls!
Oh, skeet, skeet, motherfucker. But no, really, we should check the window. I'm pretty scared.
All right, let's find out who the window knock murderer really is. Oh, I hate these fucking things. God damn it. It's the wrong side. I gotta pull it back down, and we can try it again with that. Damn it, it's just one side.
Pull the thing.
Oh, thank you, that's very helpful. I hadn't thought of that.
No, but like, pull it the other way.
What do you mean the other way? I'm pulling it the only way I know how to pull it. It doesn't... God damn it, it just keeps...
He's still knocking.
I know, I will be there in a second. I'm sorry, I'm no good at this shit.
Pull really hard.
Okay, got a little bit there. It's not fucking going anymore. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care who the winner or not murderer is. I don't give a shit.
Chives, I love being a billionaire.
I know. You tell me every day, sir.
Chives, feed me chocolate. Oh.
Very well, sir.
Throw it in my mouth. Spanking for missing and being bad at throwing.
Two, sir.
You have two ass cheeks, Chives. You want me to hit the hole?
No, sir, please.
All right, Chives, now fetch me my phone. I want to look at the stock market.
Very well, sir.
Hey! What are you doing in my house? You're the gardener. You're supposed to be outside. Get the fuck out.
Sorry, I'm looking for my hedge clippers.
You're not gonna find your hedge clippers in my fucking living room. Now go! Chives, help!
What, sir?
Stinky's in the house. Get him out.
I don't know why he's in here.
Hey! Get out of the fucking house!
Can I use your bathroom first,
sir? No, use my bathroom? Fuck the... No, you can't use my bathroom! You shit in the yard! You dig a hole, you take a shit, and you plant an orange tree. Naranhof! Now get! Chives, never let that happen again.
I will have a talk with the gardener.
Yes, you will. Chives, did you see where a CEO of a healthcare company was shot outside his hotel?
Oh, I did hear about that. Shot in broad daylight.
Why didn't his bodyguard protect him?
Well, he didn't have a bodyguard.
Didn't have a bodyguard? Chives, I don't have a bodyguard. What if someone tries to shoot me?
Well, then I would be very happy.
Chives.
But unfortunately,
I'm not that lucky.
Chive, I think I need a bodyguard.
And who would want to kill you?
I don't know, Chives. Everyone loves me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should get a bodyguard just in case. So what I want you to do is I want you to find every bodyguard you can think of and let's have an audition.
Very well, sir.
Oh, goddamn.
Fuck out!
Oh, nigga!
All right, sir, I have arranged several interviews for your bodyguard position.
Okay, send them in.
Very well, sir. The first candidate is a gentleman named Screwball.
Screwball?
Screwball, yes.
All right, come on in.
I have a question.
The fuck are you doing? You're dressed like a clown. You look like a dickhead. Do you even know what this job's supposed to be for?
Well, Mr. Businessman, I saw the flyer and saw that you were hiring.
Well, this is for a bodyguard position, not a little kid's birthday party.
I'm actually not allowed within 500 feet of kids or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. So I have a question for you. Let's say an assassin's trying to kill me. How would you protect me?
Well, I'd pull out my snake balloon because people are afraid of snakes, and I'd go...
Get the fuck out of here!
I'm sorry. Did I get the job?
We'll call you.
But you don't have my number.
Get the fuck out!
Ow! That wasn't very nice.
Chives, the next one better be good, because I don't know what the hell that was.
Well, it is a public application, sir. Anyone can apply.
Well, maybe it should be a little less public. Who's the next one?
The next candidate's name is Shrek.
Shrek?
Yes, sir.
The ogre guy?
Yes, sir.
Oh, donkey, I'm here for the job interview of being a bodyguard.
Well, you're definitely big, so if someone tries to shoot me, you can take a bullet for me and all that fat.
Yes, I can, business donkey. My ass has gotten pretty fat from all the cheesecake. So I do have one question, business donkey. How many snack breaks do I get? And how many bathroom breaks do I get? Because, you see, I have to shit for at least 6 hours of the day. You see, my asshole gets clogged, and I call it constipate. So it takes about 6 hours for me to break through the barrier and release the demon from my bowels, Mr. Business Donkey. And then I'm going to need about 4 hours to sit there and think about it and recover. Then I need another 3 hours to wipe. But also sometimes I do let it crust. So guilty as charged on the crust. So I always shit, but I don't always wipe. So sometimes pizza crust, sometimes wipey wipe, but always shitty shit.
I'm sorry. The position has been filled. It was nice meeting you.
Well, darn it. That's okay. But do you mind if I take a shit in your bathroom before I leave?
No, I'm sorry. My toilets have weight limits, so please leave.
All right. See you later. I'm going to go home and have some sterilicious cake.
Did he just fly away by flapping his arms?
He did, sir.
Well, fuck the Wright brothers, I guess. Who's next, Chives? Because these candidates have not been good.
I'm sorry, sir. The next candidate's name is Woody.
Woody? Like when your wieners are?
No, sir. Like, his name is Woody.
Chewy boy!
My name's Woody, and I'm here for the job interview.
Ooh, a sheriff. It would be nice to have someone with law enforcement experience. So if someone was trying to kill me, how would you protect me?
Well, I'd see him coming from miles away with my binoculars. And I usually use these to hunt shrimpos. And when I see the shrimpo, I do the call.
That's enough. Hush. We'll definitely call you. You're at the top of the list.
All right, good. I'll see you later.
Chives, what the fuck? These candidates suck. First you give me a clown, then you give me an ogre, and now you got me a mental patient? Where are all the good bodyguard candidates?
I'm sorry, sir. The next candidate's name, it's Crush.
Crush? Hell yeah, that sounds badass. Send him in.
Hope he is.
Oh, look at this house, man. It's like way up here, dude. It's like coo-coo-ca-choo. So, like, what's this even about, man? Because I'm looking, and I'm seeing people that are looking like I'm about to join the fucking Men in Black, dude. Like, shoot some fucking aliens and wipe people's fucking minds. This could be righteous.
This is a bodyguard position to protect my life. So how would you save me if someone was trying to kill me?
Alright, so let me tell you what's gonna happen, man. Like, Spider-Man's gonna come down from the shit, like, upside down, dude. And then Dr. Octus and the Green Goop are gonna be going at it. And I'm gonna be in the Batmobile, hotboxing that motherfucker, dude! And then Batman's gonna be like, where's my car, dude? And Robin's gonna be like, where's your car, dude? And then Batman's gonna be like, it was just right here, dude. And then Robin's gonna be like, you got a tattoo. And Batman's gonna be like, what'd it say? And Robin's gonna be like, where's your car, dude? But to be honest with you, man, I don't really like violence. I prefer to, like, roll a fatty and then just, like, talk to the dude, right? Like about the stars and stuff. Like the Little Dipper and the Big Dipper. And you know what's fucked up, man? You know what's really screwed up? Is when some people are the Big Dipper and some people are the Little Dipper. Dude, sometimes I feel like I'm the Little Dipper, dude. And that's just not fucking cool, dude. Like sometimes I just want to be the Big Dipper, right?
Are you done? We drug test. I'm sorry.
Fuck, man, I thought I totally had it. I thought I was going to be part of the Men in Black.
No, no Men in Black here. Chives, please tell me that all these other candidates were just jokes and you actually have a real legit candidate lined up.
Well, there is one more candidate, sir. His name is Craig and he called himself the Devil.
Oh, the Devil. That sounds scary. That sounds like he's a killer. So, where is he?
Well, he was supposed to be here by now.
Wait, it is I, the Devil.
Please tell me he's going to hell.
Yep, first class ticket.
Well, at least it's first class and I don't have to sit with the poor that's going to hell. So how would you protect me if someone's trying to kill me?
I would just let them kill you because how evil. I'm supposed to be a bodyguard, but I'm going to let you die.
Well, obviously you're not getting the job, you fucking dickhead. Get out of here. Chives, I need some fresh air. Drive me around in my Lamborghini.
Very well, sir.
Hey, Dottie, peep the fit.
That's a hot dog costume, Jeffy.
Wiener time.
What?
Wiener time!
Oh, that's right, Marvin, I forgot. It's Wiener Friday. We have to eat hot dogs.
Wiener Friday? Wouldn't it make more sense if it was Wiener Wednesday?
Well, it used to be, Marvin, but now it's Wonton Soup Wednesday.
Okay, well, let's wait for next Wednesday to be Wiener Wednesday.
Nope, that's Wheat Bread Wednesday.
What? Wheat Bread Wednesday.
Wiener time!
Jeffy, we don't have any hot dogs.
Hot dog time!
Oh, Marvin, you could go to the gas station and get hot dogs that they have on those roller things.
Those are disgusting.
Jeffy will eat them.
Hot dog time? Wiener time.
I'm not going
hot
to the gas station.
Hot dog time? Wiener time.
That's a long drive. I'm not
hot
going.
Hot dog time?
I'm not doing
wiener
it.
Wiener time. Hot dog time? Wiener time.
No, I'm not getting
it. Hot dog time? Wiener time.
Okay, fine. I'll get you a goddamn hot dog.
Hot dog time.
Chives, where did you take me? What is this poor place?
This is the gas station, sir. The car needs gas to move.
Well, why don't I just put money in it?
Well, that's what the gas is, sir.
Well, hurry up.
Very well, sir. Oh, come on, damn thing.
What's going on, Chives?
It says, please see cashier.
Well, go in there and see him.
I can't. You have to be the one to go in there. It's your card.
Oh, fine. But if I go in there and catch some poor disease, I'm going to be pissed.
Hello, thank you for coming to the gas station. What can I do for you?
Smells so poor in here. Wait, what are these things?
Scratch-offs, you can win money.
Money, you say?
Excuse me, where are the hot dogs?
Marvin, what are you doing at the gas station? You don't have money for things.
Well, I was just gonna buy some hot dogs.
Hot dogs? So you have money for hot dogs, but you don't have money to pay your house payment.
Well, my family, they're just kinda hungry.
Well, my bank account's hungry for your house payment. But show me these hot dogs.
Okay. Here's the hot dogs.
Ew! Poor! Marvin, these hot dogs are just rolling around on a table?
Yeah, you grab one and eat it.
This is like some sort of hot dog petting zoo. You can come up and just pet them. You can even feed them ketchup and mustard if you want to.
But listen, I just need to grab a few. I gotta eat them.
You're going to eat this, Marvin? How do you know a homeless man didn't come in here and rub his dick all over him?
I don't know that.
So you're willing to take that gamble? Marvin, how do you know? There's no cameras in here or anything to see if a homeless man put his dick on it.
Listen, it's wiener time.
Wiener time? That is not a thing, Marvin.
I just need to grab a few from Jeffy and my wife.
Wiener time. You know what, Marvin? Let's go talk to the guy and see how much these hot dogs are. Come on.
I think they're like a dollar.
Hey, 9-11, how much are the hot dogs rolling around on the table over there?
$3?
Marvin, if you pull out $3 right now, you don't owe a house payment.
I was going to use my credit card.
That's still my money, so no! Sorry, sir. We're not buying anything. Marvin here gets a banana.
Congratulations!
And your family will thank me because at least they won't have to eat something that had a dick all over it. And if someone put the dick on the banana, at least they could pull the peel back.
Freeze! Give me all the money in the register!
Ah!
Oh, you
look like you have money. Give me your money now or you die.
What does that smell?
Is that banana? I am allergic to banana.
Marvin, you saved my life.
I didn't do anything.
Marvin, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hire you to be my bodyguard. So all you got to do is just follow me around for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
But I got to get home. But
no, you're coming with me. Your first mission is to watch me while I sleep. Come on.
I'm not going to steal that.
Marvin's goddamn banana. All right, Marvin. You stand right there and you watch me sleep. And if anyone tries to break into that window, you kill them.
I don't have a weapon.
Well, you karate chop that motherfucker, Marvin.
Okay.
All right. Chives, where's my milk?
Right here, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chives. I didn't know my arms were 30 fucking feet long. I didn't know my arms were 29 fucking feet long. Good boy. What? Chives, did you shave your pubes and put it in my milk?
Yes.
You drink it. That's going to be your dinner.
Oh, sorry, my phone's ringing.
Marvin, part of the job is no phones. You better not answer that phone.
Hello?
Marvin, you're supposed to let it go to voicemail.
Marvin, where are you? The gas station isn't that far away.
I got a job.
At the gas station?
No, Goodman was at the gas station and he was hiring a bodyguard, so I have to watch him all night.
That's weird, Marvin.
Wiener time!
Chippy keeps saying wiener time.
Wiener time!
Right, baby, wiener time's gonna have to be later.
Marvin, don't you talk dirty to your wife! That's gross!
Baby, I gotta go. Bye.
Wiener time, Marvin? That's crazy if that's how she asked for it.
But it's
wiener time. All this wiener time talk's making me want wiener time. Quinceañera! Wiener time!
Right now, Mr. Goodman?
Yes, you get under here.
Okay.
Marvin, you watch the whole time.
What?
You gotta make sure she doesn't kill me.
What? I don't wanna watch this, please.
Look into my eyes, Marvin.
No, no!
Quiet, 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 quiet! Marvin, did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't.
Liar! I sleep with my eyes open. I saw the whole thing.
Listen, can I go home? I've been up all night.
No, Marvin, it's a 24-hour job.
What?
Now you have to take me to the bank.
But the bank for what?
I count my money every morning, so you have to take me to the bank. You're my bodyguard.
Oh, okay.
All right, come on.
I'm so tired.
All right, Marvin, you watch my back while I count my money.
Good morning, Mr. Goodman. How are you today?
Rich as always. Last night I gave my maid an Alabama Hot Pocket, my buddy Marvin here, watched, didn't you, Marvin?
It was disgusting.
Marvin, don't be rude. Turn around and say hi.
Hi.
Time to die, Goodman.
Marvin, I told you to watch my back.
I turned my back for literally 1 second.
I've been waiting a long time for this.
Oh, well, let me just grab my... Marvin, hurry up and shoot him! Shoot him! Sergeant says shoot him! Why are you not shooting him?
Move out of the way.
Marvin, you're fired!
All right, time to die. Oh. Wait, it's Jim!
Oh, come on. Marvin, hurry up! It's Jim! Karate chop him!
Ouch! Oh my god, my nose hurts.
Oh,
now it's fixed.
Oh, hold on. Before you kill me, how much are they paying you to kill me?
$10,000.
Oh, $10,000? I'll pay you $20,000 not to kill me. I'll pay you $30,000 to tell me who hired you.
Deal. It was the gardener.
The gardener? The gardener doesn't have $10,000. Maybe he had 10,000 pesos.
Well, yeah, that's what he was going to pay me.
Okay, look, I'll tell you what. I'll pay you 50,000 pesos not to kill me, and you go kill the gardener.
Deal.
Oh, sorry, Marvin, but you're fired.
Okay.
So, you ever heard of...
Oh, guys, what do you want to do today?
You guys want to go to the movies and watch Gladiator 2?
Oh, Cody, I haven't even seen the first one or heard of it.
Wait, you've never even heard of Gladiator?
No, I don't like watching old black and white movies.
It's not black and white, it's from like 2000.
It took them 25 years to make a sequel.
Well, yeah, but the last one was good and this one's going to be good too. It's got shirtless hunky guys fighting.
If the first one was good, it wouldn't have taken 25 years to make a sequel, unless you're Pixar with Incredibles.
Right?
Well, look, guys, trust me, it's going to be cool.
Is there any actors that we know?
Well, it's got Denzel Washington in it.
Ooh, Denzel Washington. Is he the equalizer in this movie?
No, he's not the equalizer in Ancient Rome.
So the movie is in black and white. You said ancient.
What? No, it's not black and white. It's color.
Oh, come on, Cody. You know better than to say that word. Color.
Yeah, you don't say the word colored anymore, Cody. That's a racist term.
But
yeah,
we're not in the 1960s.
That's not what I said.
You said the movie's colored because it has Denzel Washington in it. One black guy.
What? No, that's not what I meant. I just meant it has the full spectrum of colors.
Oh, it's one of those LGBTQ movies?
Nah, that's too woke for me, bro.
Yeah, you said it has the full spectrum of colors and spectrum. So Denzel Washington plays a gay, autistic black guy?
What? No, I just mean it's not black and white.
I mean, there's obviously no segregation in the movie because it has Denzel Washington in it.
Right.
Well, no, guys, do you want to see the movie or not?
I definitely want to see Denzel Washington try to play an autistic gay black guy.
Hell yeah. He has the range, dude.
Yeah, he's the only actor that could do that.
I don't know about that. They got Robert Downey Jr.
Tropic Thunder, he played that.
Yeah, he was awesome in Tropic Thunder.
Okay, I don't want to see the movie.
Anymore. No, we want to go see it. Come on, I want to go see Denzel Washington play this role. Oh, man, guys, I can't wait to watch Denzel Washington be an autistic gay guy.
I know, dude. This should be his best role yet.
Let me get some popcorn. You want anything?
I want some Jujubes.
Oh!
Cody, stop saying racist stuff.
It's not racist. It's candy.
Come on, dude. I'm not even Jewish, and that's offensive. Nor a bee.
Harold, I'm so excited to see Denzel Washington in that new motion picture screen.
I hear he's hung like a horse.
Oh, I bet he is. That old hunky sack of shit. Every time Denzel Washington's on the screen, I want you to hand me a wad of paper towels so I don't stain the seat.
But you already stained the seat.
I'm like Gary the Snail in this bitch.
Ah, talking old people.
I know, dude. They always ruin the movie.
Harold, look right there. There's Denzel Washington right there.
Oh, my God, it's Denzel.
I'm going to see if I can get a picture with him. Excuse me, Mr. Denzel Washington.
What?
The guy sitting right next to you, Denzel Washington, right?
No, that's my friend Joseph. I know he's black, but he's not as old as Denzel.
Appreciate the compliment, though.
Oh, I get it. He's on the cover because this is new movie premiere.
No, this is my boyfriend, not Denzel Washington.
Well, you mind if I get a picture with Denzel Washington?
You know what? Sure, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, Mr. Washington. You're making it like a waterfall between my thighs.
It's true. I can smell it.
Okay, say cheese.
I ain't got no teeth.
I used to be a cuck.
Okay, I took it.
All right. Upload that on the book of faces for me.
Okay, I'll do that.
Oh, I'm so excited. I got a picture with Mr. Washington.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have any popcorn.
Oh, the theater ran out of popcorn?
Well, I got the popcorn, and then I dropped it walking up the stairs, and I don't have any more money.
Yeah, well, Junior, something really weird just happened.
What?
Those old people think Ken is Denzel Washington.
But he's white.
I know, but now that I'm really looking at it, I can kind of see it in the smile.
Yeah, he has Denzel's smile.
Oh, are y'all blind as hell? He does not look like Denzel at all. Maybe Tom Cruise.
Excuse me, Mr. Washington? My husband would love if he could watch us bang.
Okay, I think we need to go.
No, that's Denzel, ain't it?
Come on,
let's go.
Oh, see, Denzel? I was holding that quiz the whole time.
Well, guys, that was a waste of time.
Yeah, dude, I can't believe those old people thought Ken looked like Denzel Washington.
I don't know, I can kind of see it, though, like, especially in the smile.
Yeah, the smile.
What the hell is wrong with y'all? He looks nothing like Denzel. I look more like Denzel than anybody.
I don't know. The face.
And the smile.
Yeah.
Man, look at this. This is Denzel Washington. He looks nothing like Ken.
I don't know. Now that I'm really looking at it, it looks like Ken.
Yeah, like the cheekbones, the eyebrows, the nose, the ear. It looks all like Ken.
No, the hell it doesn't. Look at the lips. Oh, nothing like Ken. Look at me.
Yeah, it looks definitely like Ken. There's someone at the door. Hold on, guys. You keep arguing. I'll answer the door.
I'll maybe give you the skin tone.
Bro, it's more than that. Way more.
Hello?
Hey there. Is my client Denzel Washington here?
No.
Well, don't lie to me, son. TMZ took this photo of you and your friends entering the house with Denzel.
Who got that photo?
TMZ. The paparazzi's outside.
Where's Denzel?
He's inside.
Sweet.
So tell me where Denzel is. I have to talk to him about all the movies he has coming out.
Well, I guess if that's really Denzel Washington, then he's upstairs on my couch.
Thank you.
Who's at the door, Junior?
Oh, thank God, Denzel. I was looking all over for you.
Jesus Christ, this has to be the worst fucking nightmare ever.
Denzel, stop looking at pictures of yourself. We have movie roles to discuss.
Ooh, what movies is Denzel gonna be in?
Well, I can't talk about that with you guys. Not unless Denzel says it's okay. What do you say, Denzel?
Denzel says it's fine.
Okay, good. Well, first of all, they want to start work on a new Equalizer movie.
Oh, I love the Equalizer movies.
And then after that, they want to do a sequel to Remember the Titans called Remember the Titans 2, We Forgot the Titans. And then Remember the Titans 3, those guys look familiar. And then Remember the Titans 4, oh yeah, those are the Titans. And then Remember the Titans 5, okay, we get it. We know who the Titans are. And then Remember the Titans 6, Christmas with the Titans. And then, of course, the prequel movie, Titans to Remember. And they also want to do a TV series called Kicking It with the Titans.
Oh, that would be really awesome. I always want another Remember the Titans movie.
Okay, Denzel, come on. We gotta get you down to the studio to work on the Equalizer.
There's no way in hell that y'all think that Ken is fucking Denzel Washington.
Well, can I come with him? I'm kind of his boyfriend. Oh, I didn't know Denzel was gay, but whatever.
I want to come too because I like watching Equalizer movies.
Okay.
Seriously?
Oh, man, Joseph, you missed the movie set. It was so cool watching him film action scenes.
What did he do, stand in one place?
Yes.
Well, they got CGI and stuff, so it looks really cool.
Bro, he does not look like Denzel. This is a waste of a movie.
No, after I saw Ken's acting skills, I truly think he's Denzel Washington.
I didn't realize I was dating Denzel Washington this whole time.
Bro, he's a freaking doll. He's not Denzel Washington.
He's not at all, Joseph. He's Denzel Washington.
Okay, watch, Joseph. They gave us an early release of the trailer, so you have to watch him act. Look at this. Wait, before I click play, is Denzel Washington the black guy in the old Allstate commercials?
No.
No, dude.
Are you sure he was like, Allstate, Stead, are you good heads?
No, I know.
That wasn't Denzel Washington.
No, that's not at all, that's dude. Not
that's some other black dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's 3,500. I'm 30,000 short. Hey, man, Giotti, where's my money?
Right here, boss.
Really? It's all there. $30,000 is in that thing.
It's all there.
Okay, let me see it.
You sure you want to see it?
It's just money, yeah.
Okay, your funeral.
Okay, well now I'm not too sure I want you to open it, because you said it's going to be my funeral and that sounds bad.
Too late. The Equalizer! 4! Don't shoot me! I'll free the hostages, I swear! I'm glad to be back on the good side. No, please! I'm sorry for killing your grandmother!
Joseph, wasn't that the sickest movie you've ever seen?
Dude, I can't believe y'all really think Ken looks like Denzel Washington. This is a waste of time. I would never get that time back for watching this stupid-ass movie. I'm out of here, dude!
He's just jealous because he's not dating Denzel Washington.
Wait a minute, Cody. I have an idea.
Yeah?
Since everyone thinks he is Denzel Washington, that means you have access to all of Denzel Washington's money at the bank.
Oh, my God. What is Denzel Washington's net worth?
Let me look it up. I just did it. $300
million. $300
million?
I'm dating a rich hunk.
So we could take him to the bank and withdraw money from Denzel Washington's bank account and get millions of dollars.
I don't know. I don't know if Denzel would want us to do that. He says we can! He says we can take all the money we want! Come on!
You're the best boyfriend ever! Cody, if this does not work, it'll be so embarrassing.
Squidge in here, blow our cover.
Thank you for choosing Goodman Bank and Trust. Denzel Washington, my man!
Oh my God, Junior, it worked!
What can I do for you, Mr. Washington? You came to look for your $300 million?
Mr. Washington lost his voice.
Oh, from all the acting.
Yes, exactly. So, he would like to withdraw some money today.
Okay, well, how much would he like to withdraw?
All of it.
I'm sorry, what was that number?
All of the money.
All $300 million?
Yes.
Okay, well, I have a box of about $30 million right here. I can box that up for you if you'd like.
That would be great.
Yeah, put it in a briefcase. That's what Mr. Washington likes his money in.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll put it in a briefcase and I'll give it right to you.
Oh, my God, Cody, look. We literally have millions and millions of dollars of Denzel Washington's money.
No, I love dating a rich man.
I truly believe with my entire heart that Ken is the real Denzel Washington because we walked right up into the bank, no questions asked. They just gave us all of his money from his bank account.
Yeah, of course they did. I mean, just look at him. That's Denzel Washington.
That's Denzel Washington.
Wait, is that my phone?
Your phone's ringing, Cody.
Where the hell is it?
I gotta find it. If it's your mom, you can't miss the call.
Is it in the couch cushion?
If you miss your mom's call, she's gonna make you go home.
Damn it, it's on the floor.
You missed the call, damn it.
Junior, I have a voicemail from Denzel Washington.
Wait, Ken doesn't have a phone.
No, so who is this?
Oh no, Cody. What if Ken's not the real Denzel Washington? And we just stole the real Denzel Washington's money and he's mad and he's calling to yell at us.
Oh no, I think we better listen to this.
You motherfuckers. Okay. All right. I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
We did steal his money.
Huh? You can do this shit? You can do this to me?
I'm so sorry, Denzel. We thought it was...
You motherfuckers will be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you.
Pelican Bay?
You program, nigga.
What does that mean?
23-hour lockdown.
I don't want to go to jail.
I'm the man up in this bitch.
I'm sorry. We're really sorry.
You've never seen a light in here. Who the fuck you think you're fucking with? I'm the police. I run shit. You just leave me.
Let's return the money. Let's return it.
Yes, Frank, you better walk away. Go and walk away, because I'm going to burn this motherfucker down.
Well,
along, Clock Boy. Our plan to take over the world is almost in effect.
Yes, Clock Man.
Now all we have to do is destroy all the clocks in the world so that only we know the time. And when people want to know the time, they will have to pay us.
And they'll have to pay me if they want to be woken up on time for work. It's genius.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
But Clockman, how are we going to break all the clocks in the world?
Why, with my clock-smashing hammer, of course. Along, Clockman, hand me the hammer.
Very well, Clockman.
Now, broadcast us to the world.
With pleasure.
Wow, guys, can you believe it's already almost
2025? What?
What? Wait.
What did you say?
Can you believe it's almost already 2025?
Fine. Yeah, wait, I'm taking this.
Wait.
All right, no, yeah.
What year is it?
2024 went by really fast.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, did anything happen this year that was even important? Like, it just seemed like nothing big happened.
Well, there was, no, this year was kind of a bust, honestly.
Yeah, so what's your guys' New Year's resolution?
I'm going to quit drinking because apparently I need to stop.
Yeah, you can't. No dates.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's yours, Jeffy?
Well, my New Year's resolution is that when I shit in my pants, I'm not going to scoot my ass across the ground like a dog and leave a snail trail of shit.
All right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's mm-hmm. good. What about yours?
I just want to feel better.
Oh, you're sick?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
What about you, Marvin?
Mine's to not wear a tie anymore.
Yeah, I guess I really don't see the point.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's doing too much.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a job or anything. You're just wearing a polo shirt with a clip-on tie.
Okay, I might keep wearing it.
I don't think you should.
Well, let's turn on some TV to watch the ball drop.
Yeah, yeah, let's watch Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Yeah, hit it.
Hello and welcome to Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve. I'm your host, Christopher Walken, star of such movies as Click and Kangaroo Jack. Tonight our musical guest is me, hitting the cowbell. I'm gonna start hitting it.
Hello, people of the world! It is I, Clockman!
And I, Alarm Clock Boy!
You're all very excited for it to hit midnight so you can ring in the new year! But how will you know when midnight is when we destroy all the clocks in the world?
Do it, Clockman! Show them you're serious!
I'm not fucking around! Tell me what time it is now,
All you did was shatter the glass. We can still tell what time it is.
What?
I got this, Clockman.
Now how will you tell the time?
Well, that was only one clock. There's so many clocks in the world.
Well, I will destroy all of the clocks, like this one.
Don't forget this one, Clockman.
Thank you, Alarm Clock Boy. Yes, bring me all of your clocks so I may destroy them!
And your alarm clocks, too!
We're not just gonna bring you our clocks, and we have other things that can tell time, like our phones.
And our cars.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there are a lot of devices that can tell time. Well, attention world! Bring us all of your phones, and cars, and microwaves, and ovens, and refrigerators, and watches. Fuck, there are so many watches. Smart watches, Fitbits, stoves.
Ooh, gaming consoles.
Gaming consoles, TVs, really any smart device in your home, anything with internet access, honestly.
And the sun.
And the sun. Sundials are gonna be a real problem. Clock towers.
Big Ben.
Big Ben, fuck. Somebody turn off Big Ben. Alarm Clock Boy, we may need to reevaluate our plan. Well, hold on, world, because we will be back shortly with more demands.
Well, those guys are fucking idiots.
Marvin, do you really think they're going to come in and break all our clocks?
There's no way they can physically go and break every single clock in the world.
No, it's got to be like billions.
Like trillions of things that tell time.
Yeah, let's go back to watching Christopher Walken.
Damn it, Alarm Clock Boy, we just embarrassed ourselves in front of the whole world.
Well, I thought it was a good plan.
How are we going to destroy all the clocks of the world now?
What if we EMP the whole world?
Alarm Clock Boy, we don't have an EMP. We're not the military. We are high school dropouts in my mother's basement. All we have is clocks and this hammer.
Damn it! Wait. What if we go door to door and smash everyone's clocks in the world?
Yes. If Santa Claus can travel the world in one night, then so can we. Alarm Clock Boy, broadcast me to the world!
I'm Christopher Walken, and I like it when things are good, like kitty cat.
Hello again, people of the world. We have perfected our plan. Me and Alarm Clock Boy are going to travel the whole world in one night and destroy everyone's clocks.
Like Santa Claus.
Well, we'll be traveling the world like Santa Claus, not delivering presents or eating cookies. Just breaking clocks. So please, do not lock your doors, because you will only make it harder for us and delay the inevitable. Come, Alarm Clock Boy, we have many clocks to break. Many, 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 many clocks to break. Come on!
Oh no, Marvin, they're gonna break into our house!
What do we do?
Lock the door.
Jeffy, go lock the door.
Aye, aye, Captain!
Good thinking. I don't know how you thought of that.
All right, Jeffy, just lock the door. You can do this. No. Wait. Which one was it? Okay, like that. Maybe like that. Left, down, right, up, left, down. Okay. I think we're good. All right. The door is locked.
All right. Let's enjoy our New Year's.
Look, Alarm Clock Boy, the first house.
Our first victim.
On the count of three, we will bust in there, break all of their clocks, and run out.
With pleasure.
One, two, three. Now, Alarm Clock Boy, where are the clocks?
Oh, this one, right over here. Go on, give it a whack.
That one is done for. To the kitchen.
Look, Clock Man, the microwave!
Get the time off! Get the time off!
Got it.
Good God Almighty, the stove!
Got it.
That does it for this house. On to the next!
Hey! What the fuck you guys doing in my house?
What's the matter? Is now a bad time?
Hank, I think they destroyed our clocks.
You can destroy my clock without the L.
Why don't you ask the babysitter?
You're probably right. Alright, there's your brand new smart refrigerator. So it's got the time on there, it's got a calendar. You can even go on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. It's basically a big-ass iPad that keeps your food cold.
Dang, that's fancy as fuck! Thank you so much!
Yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Oh yeah, I definitely will. Oh, YouTube? No way!
Look, Alarm Clock Boy, our next victims. We're making good time.
And look, what you said worked. The doors are locked. Everyone's listening.
They fear us.
Those mortals.
Look, Alarm Clock Boy, the time on the refrigerator.
And is that the weather?
It is.
Look, Clock Man, this fridge even has YouTube and Facebook and Instagram.
My golly, what does this fridge not do? Suck my...
Fridge, suck Clock Man's... I guess not.
What is this whiteboard?
I don't know. Look, Clock Man, you can draw on it. Let's see. We'll do that.
Oh. Is that a clock?
I believe so.
Alarm Clock Boy, I don't want to destroy this. I want to keep it for myself. You know, destroying all of the clocks of the world is almost impossible. But if we stole all the refrigerators in the world, then only we would be able to keep things cold, and people would have to pay us to keep their food cold.
Clock Man, there's something I need to tell you about this idea of yours.
What?
It's genius! Let's go!
Just help me with the fridge. Yeah.
Guys, the ball is about to drop. It's 2025.
I'm gonna go to sleep.
Baby, you can't go to sleep before the ball drops in your mouth.
Marvin.
All right, time to drop the ball. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Hello, world. You're probably wondering why your clocks aren't broken. Well, that's because we decided to move on to bigger and cooler things. Refrigerators!
And freezers!
If we steal all the refrigerators in the world, you'll have to come to us to keep your food cold.
And you'll have to come to me if you want to freeze your pizzas or your ice cream.
So you can call me Refrigerator Man.
And you can call me Frieza boy. And this is Frozone to show you how cool I am.
So continue to leave your doors unlocked, because we're still coming by tonight to steal your refrigerators.
And freezers.
Come, Frieza boy.
God, not these assholes again. Trying to steal all the refrigerators is impossible.
They're so heavy. Like, how would you store all of them? That's so stupid. It's so dumb. And we just missed the ball drop because they interrupted it. Happy 2025, everyone. Balls doesn't drop yet, right?
Marvin, stop.
Marvin!
All right, Frieza boy. We're back at the first house. Now to break in and steal their refrigerator.
And Frieza!
Now, Frieza boy, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I believe their freezer is attached to the refrigerator.
You've obviously never seen a deep freezer before.
Well, if they have one of those, we'll steal that too. Yes. Now get ready. One, two, three! Quick, Frieza boy, let's steal the refrigerator.
Hey! Hey! Fucking dickheads, breaking my clocks and trying to steal my refrigerator?
Marvin.
What's wrong with you?
The Super Bowl. It sucks this year. Oh, the Chiefs are going again. Ugh, big whoop, of course.
Yeah, it's lame.
You know, it's all Taylor Swift's fault. She's dating that Chiefs player, so no girls think they can watch football. They don't understand the rules.
Yay, sports!
Baby, what are you wearing?
A bunch of football gear.
But none of those teams are in the Super Bowl.
Oh. Well, is Joe Burrow playing? He's so hot.
No, but his house got robbed.
Uh-oh, did the Steelers do it?
Okay, that's pretty good. Maybe girls can watch football.
You don't have any Eagles or Chiefs stuff?
Who are they?
The teams that are in the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Kentucky Chiefs!
No, we don't want them to win. We want the Eagles to win, which is not gonna happen because of Taylor Swift. The Chiefs are just gonna keep winning. They're probably gonna get a 3-peat and even a 10-peat.
Who's Pete and why are there so many of him?
Okay. You can't watch football.
I would do anything for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they're not going to. I actually bet my house that the Chiefs are going to win.
Really?
Yeah, I bet my house, my car, my kidneys, everything, because it's going to happen.
I should bet all my stuff, too, because the Chiefs are guaranteed going to win.
Yeah, they are.
You want some Doritos?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Well, no, I put them in the bowl.
Yeah, but the air touched those. These are fresher.
Air has touched those.
Yeah, but not the ones on the bottom.
Ooh, the commercials are starting.
There once was a man that was so hungry, he ate out of a dumpster. He ate an old Dorito and turned into Dorito Man.
Dorito Man! Dorito Man, help me!
You look like you need some Doritos. What flavor would you like? Nacho cheese or Cool Ranch?
I don't need Doritos. I need you to untie me.
I don't do that. I just give people Doritos. Here's some nacho cheese.
No, seriously, you're right there. Just untie me.
No can do. I have Doritos to give away.
Stop playing around! Please help me! Dorito Man!
Give me all the money or I'm killing everyone in the bank!
Okay, please don't kill us!
Stop right there.
Dorito Man, don't come any closer or I'm killing a hostage!
I don't care. Here, have some Doritos.
Cool Ranch? My favorite! Bitch, did you pull the silent alarm?
I'm sorry!
Die!
Let me know if the paramedics need some Doritos.
Will do. Freeze! Drop the gun down the ground! I'm not going down without a bloodbath!
Be like Dorito Man. See something, say nothing. Eat Doritos.
That commercial was good.
You know, don't you think it's weird that we were talking about Doritos and we got a Doritos commercial? I swear, our phones and our TVs are spying on us. You know, one day I'm going to be Amish.
You don't want to be full Am?
Fuck you.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Who would be knocking at the door during the Super Bowl?
I mean, pizza delivery people, probably.
Yeah, I'll go get it. Hello?
What? Tom Brady?
Yeah, let me in. I don't have much time.
Okay, come on in. Guys, Tom Brady was at the door.
Tom Brady? Tom, can I please suck your forehead?
Make it quick.
Oh, he comes every year.
Yeah, and I need your help again. That goddamn sucking Kermit the Frog looking bitch Patrick Mahomes is gonna three-peat. I didn't even do that.
Well, you went to 3 straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, but I lost one.
Well, you'll only have 4 rings. You'll still have 7.
People don't care about that. All people are gonna say is, Patrick Mahomes three-peated. Tom Brady didn't do that. Tom Brady's a bum. That's why his wife left him for a jiu-jitsu instructor and got pregnant. That's what they're gonna say.
Well, listen, everything's gonna be fine, and aren't you commentating the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's why I gotta hurry up and get back. But listen, I need you to kidnap Patrick Mahomes.
What, kidnap Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, so he can't play in the Super Bowl and the Chiefs lose.
Wait, so you're saying he is the reason why they're winning all their games?
No, but I can't kidnap Taylor Swift now, can I?
Wait, she's playing?
Fuck you.
Okay, how are we supposed to kidnap Patrick Mahomes?
I don't know. Call him up pretending to be a referee and tell him he owes you a check or something.
Okay, but how do I get his number?
Well, I don't know. Fake your number. I don't know. I just gotta hurry up and get back, okay? Figure it out.
Okay. Wait, is that Tom Brady in a Super Bowl commercial?
Hey there, it's me, 7-time Super Bowl champion and still better than Patrick Mahomes even if he wins today, Tom Brady. You know, I like to start every day with a sun kiss. And then when I get out of the shower, I have another sun kiss. And when I get done shaving my balls, I have a sun kiss. As a matter of fact, after every one of my Super Bowl wins, I celebrated with multiple sun kisses. I also really like this soda. It's called, Sun Kissed. It's orange flavored, but it's still not better than the taste of my son's kisses, so if you want to know what my son's kisses taste like, just smell my breath, because he gives me an open mouth kiss when I'm getting a massage, because he wants the Wi-Fi password, because we have a rule in my house, one kiss gets you 5 minutes of Wi-Fi time, so you should go out and buy this soda, Sun Kissed. Now I'm gonna go kiss my son.
I prefer Fanta. Do you wanna Fanta? Do you wanna
Hey, Marvin, Fanta? I found Patrick Mahomes' phone number.
How'd you find it?
Well, I got a friend that's a referee, and apparently you text him all the time.
Oh, okay, give me the number, and I'll call him with a block number. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, who's this?
Is this Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, and I'm about to play in the Super Bowl right now, so I'm kind of busy.
Well, this is the head referee of the Super Bowl tonight.
Oh, looking for your paycheck, huh?
Yeah, we really need that paycheck.
All right, I'll send my guys right over.
Oh, no, the commissioner wants you to hand it to me personally to make sure it clears.
Can Taylor Swift do it?
No, Taylor Swift can't bring it. It has to be you.
What about Travis Kelce?
Nope, no Travis. Gotta be you.
What about Andy Reid?
No Andy Reid.
Are you sure no Andy Reid?
No Andy Reid.
Okay, what about, Reid Andy?
No, that's Andy Reid still. No, it has to be you.
What about my gay brother?
No, it has to be you, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, fine. I'm on my way over. Drop the addy.
Okay, I'll send the address. Okay, he said he's actually coming.
Okay, cool. Oh, look, a Super Bowl commercial!
Jesus, what a brutal crime scene. Were there any fingerprints on the victim?
No, sir, just gum.
Gum?
Yeah, that's right. The killer left gum all over. There was gum in her hair, gum in her mouth, gum in her clothes, gum on her feet, just gum all over her body. The killer gummed all over the place.
My God, I've never seen a more graphic crime. What was the cause of death?
Well, she swallowed a lot of gum, sir, but I did manage to get a sample.
And what did it trace back to?
Double bubble.
Oh, that's some pretty good gum. I wish I was the victim. Double bubble. It's worth dying for. Just don't swallow.
Hey, you were in that commercial.
Yeah, double bubble rented out our police station for that one. I thought it was pretty good.
But how were you there and here at the same time?
They shot it like a month ago.
Oh. There's someone at the door. That must be Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, we gotta kidnap him.
All right, can you come with me so you can, like, help me kidnap him?
Yeah, sure. I'll hit him in the head with his bottle.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey there. It's me, Patrick Mahomes. I got your check. You know what that smells like? It smells like a three-peat. Maybe a four-peat?
You don't want to win fair.
Nah, the Taylor Swift fans love this. I was thinking maybe we go down by 30 points by the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter we come back and win. They're gonna eat that shit up.
Marvin, please let me hit him.
Wait a minute. Something smells weird here. Are you guys Eagles fans?
Grab him, Marvin!
Help me, Andy Reid! Andy Reid, help!
Marvin, what are you doing?
We're kidnapping Patrick Mahomes until the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl.
Hey, what are you doing with my arms tied up? I can't throw a football with my arms tied. Wait, or maybe I can. Hey, put a football between my legs and see if I can throw it.
Shut up!
We're not going to release you until after the Super Bowl's over.
You really want my backup quarterback, Carson Wentz, playing instead of me? Wait, that's a great idea. Carson Wentz used to play for the Eagles. He knows all their plays.
Oh, goddammit, Marvin!
Man, a comeback story of the century. Carson Wentz used to be an Eagle player, and he's going to beat his old team. And I still get a ring. The Swifties are going to love this.
Marvin, make him stop.
Hey, rip up that check. I'm going to pay you double.
Oh, my God. Shut up. I'm going to beat you up. Ugh. There's a commercial on.
Oh? Is something wrong?
This popcorn's too small.
Oh, well, what size would you prefer?
Extra large.
Oh, well, the... got something that's pretty large.
What? Oh my God! Wow! You should pull it out!
Well, I'm not really supposed to. We could get kicked out.
No, it's fine. No one's looking.
Okay, you say so.
Oh my God!
Stuck some Pringles in.
Oh my God, I need some!
Yeah, of course you do. They're bursting with flavor. Let me get you one. Fuck.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just... got my hand stuck in the camp.
Oh, do you need help?
No, I'm good. I don't want to draw attention to us because we're going to get kicked.
Pringles. Our can design fucking sucks.
Okay, I'm starting to freak out a little bit.
Oh, here. Let me help.
No. I got it. Just fucking, why do they fucking make the cans like this?
Jesus.
Fuck.
Fuck it.
You're crushing the Pringles.
God damn it. Fuck you, Pringle.
Wow, a wiener the size of a Pringles can. That's a really big wiener. You know, Andy Reid has a really big wiener. I've seen it.
Shut up.
Hey, if you guys don't let me go, I'm going to do my Andy Reid call to get him over here to save me.
Andy Reid call.
Andy Reid! Andy Reid! Andy Reid! Andy Reid!
Marvin, I'm
gonna
fucking kill him.
Andy Reid, you came to save me. Let's get out of here, Mr. Reid.
Yeah. Marvin, I don't even care if we let Tom Brady down. I'm just glad he's gone.
Yeah. Oh, another commercial.
Hey, everybody. It's me, America's sweetheart, P. Diddy, coming to you live and direct from Cell A. Asshole. Yeah, I know you're enjoying the Super Bowl right now, but I'm about to bend my cellmate over this toilet bowl and make him take that. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
So bend over. Usually it takes a lot of spit, but not anymore. Thanks to this Johnson & Johnson baby oil, anything is possible.
It makes it easier.
Yeah. When I put a little Johnson & Johnson on my Johnson and put it in the hole behind his Johnson, oh yeah, anything is possible. Ain't that right, Johnson?
Yeah.
His name's Johnson, by the way. See, Johnson, he likes it when I put this Johnson & Johnson on his Johnson, and we sort of fight our Johnsons together.
So you're not putting it in my ass?
Oh, I am. I always am. Why is that a question? Look. Make sure you get your supply. Buy it right now. Wait, I forgot. I bought it all already. It's sold out. So the only way you can get some is if you come to my cell. And let me take that ass.
Hey, you get a camera in here. Turn that shit off.
Nah, give me that ass. Give me that ass.
No ass taking.
Give me that booty.
Oh, wow. They still aired that? I thought we deleted the footage.
Wait, that was filmed in the jail cell?
Yeah, Diddy's a monster.
Well, guys, let's sit back and watch this rigged Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Andy Reid. Andy Reid.
It's stuck in my head like a song.
So excited for a trip!
Me too!
Yeah, I can't wait to be on a plane for 2 hours where you're trapped in a metal tube up in the air, 30,000 feet, can't get off if you want to.
Marvin, what's wrong?
You know I'm afraid of flying. Why can't we just drive to Missouri?
Marvin, that's a 14-hour drive. We can't be in the car that long with Jeffy. You know how he gets. He likes to pull it out.
Yep. If I'm in the car too long, I have to pull out my wee-wee and twirl it around at traffic.
You don't have to do that, Jeffy.
It has to breathe!
See, that's why we have to fly with him.
Okay, well, what if he has to breathe on the airplane?
He promised he won't do that.
Are you going to pull your dick out of the airplane? Remember. See, I just don't think it's worth it. Listen, why do we have to go to fucking Missouri anyway?
We have to see the world's largest pencil!
I want you to put it in my nose!
Okay, well, if it's the world's largest pencil, it's not going to fit in your nose. I'm just so afraid of flying after all the plane crashes recently.
Marvin, it's the safest way to travel, and besides, that didn't happen for like 15 years until now.
Yeah, the planes were really safe until recently. You're right, I don't think anything would happen.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, UK! A Delta Airlines plane has landed upside down in Toronto, injuring multiple people on board.
All right, the car's all gassed up and ready for that 14-hour drive to Missouri. Jeffy, grab your bag.
Marvin, no, we're getting on the plane.
But no, we're not. That plane landed upside down.
But everyone survived.
It landed upside down, not on its wheels, upside down. What'd that plane think it was, a pineapple upside down cake?
Marvin, that's a terrible joke. It'll be fine. Not everything on the TV's real.
That's the news. It is real.
No, Marvin, that's all Hollywood.
That's the news! It's not Hollywood. It actually happened. A plane landed upside down. We're not getting on that plane. We're going to drive.
Marvin, calm down. Don't you have a pilot friend you can talk to that'll make you feel better about flying?
I do have a pilot friend. Let me see if he's not busy.
Hey there, somebody call a pilot?
Yeah, buddy, I need your help.
Okay, but make it quick. I got a flight to Missouri.
We have a flight to Missouri!
Oh, hell yeah, I love flying, my friends! Wait, why are you guys here and not at the airport?
Because Marvin's scared to get on a plane.
Yeah, I am.
Well, I don't really blame you. I mean, I'm scared as hell flying planes, too.
What? Don't tell him that! You're supposed to make him feel better!
I am making him feel better. I'm just saying that I feel just as scared as he does. Between me and you, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing up there. It's all autopilot, and if that goes off, it's just... Pretty much the only people who can land a plane without autopilot are like Sully Sullenberger, landed on rivers and shit. God, he's so fucking cool. And that name, Sully Sullenberger, that's like if my name was Brooklyn Brookie Burger.
Yeah, well, I'm just worried because all the plane crashes recently.
Yeah, there have been a lot, but that's just people making dumb mistakes.
What about the plane that just landed upside down?
Oh, that was actually me. I'm really proud of that.
But that was you?
Oh, yeah. See, I was flying in, and air traffic control said, "You're flying that plane like a pussy. I bet you $5 you can't land that plane upside down." And I said, "Okay, bet." I inverted that shit, landed smooth as fuck. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, well, I mean, a lot of people got hurt.
Yeah, well, it's their fault for not wearing their seatbelt. I turned on the fasten seatbelt sign, okay? I warned them.
Well, I mean, did you tell them you were going to land the plane upside down?
Well, no, because there's no sign for that.
Well, still, what about the other plane crashes? And I just don't want to die in a plane crash. I really don't want to die in a plane crash.
Just tell them you won't die in a plane crash so we can hurry up and leave.
Well, I don't want to lie to them. It is still a possibility.
What?
Well, I mean, statistically, yeah, flying is the safest way to travel. I mean, I think the safest way to travel would be, like, in a big plastic ball that you just roll around like in Super Monkey Ball. Or maybe if you're like riding on the back of a truck transporting mattresses and you're just like all between the mattresses, that'd be pretty safe. I mean, you don't want to like suffocate in the mattresses, so they can't be like that thick, and mattresses are pretty heavy and you don't want to get crushed, so they'd have to be like stuck to the wall. And I mean, so you'd have to make sure that happens, but then you'd have to make sure you have air holes so again you don't suffocate. Maybe it's not as safe as I'm thinking. Marvin, just come fly on my plane.
Okay, well, just promise me you won't land it upside down.
Well, if I get a bed, I can't promise that, but come on.
All right, come on, guys. Grab the luggage. Oh, man, I'm so scared.
Marvin, it's going to be okay.
I'm freaking out.
At approximately 1:42 into the flight, my wiener is coming out.
You're not going to pull out your wiener, Jeffy.
Sir, you can't say wiener on this flight. There's children on board.
I didn't know I couldn't say wiener. I thought I couldn't say bomb.
You can't say that either. And also, I'm going to need you to put your luggage in the overhead compartment.
I looked. There was no room.
I'm going to need you to find room.
How am I going to find room when there's no room left on the plane?
Hey, Marvin, I see you met Susan, the flight attendant. I've banged her, and so has every other pilot. You should try it. It's dear. So what's the problem here?
He won't put his luggage in the overhead compartment.
I would if I could. There's no room.
Oh, Marvin, buddy, I got you. I will personally put this in the captain's closet.
Throw this shit out the back. We don't have any room. We're overloaded as it is. It is built for flying economy.
So, Marvin, how do you like my plane? Listen to me, saying my plane like I'm Drake. It's Delta's plane. I'm just flying it today. But that's what we pilots say. It's, you know, our plane. I guess that means it's my fault if we all die. But how do you like the plane, Marvin?
There's no seatbelt.
Oh, yeah, this is a pretty old plane. This is actually its last flight before it's supposed to be decommissioned. It's kind of like its maiden voyage, but, like, at the end, it's made end voyage.
Can I get you guys anything to drink?
I want a beer.
Not you!
She's going to bring me one anyway. And why this dude?
What do you guys need? Do you need anything?
No, I don't want anything.
Peanuts. Peanut bomb.
Okay.
Jeffy, do not pull out your wiener on the flight.
1:42. Oh, hey, mate. You ready to go flying?
Not right now, Simmons. I am freaking the fuck out.
Oh, what's going on?
This plane is old as shit, Simmons. It's been in service for like 30 years. I don't even know if we're going to make it off the ground. This plane is held together with duct tape and dreams.
Oh, it's all right, mate. Everything's going to be okay.
I don't know, Simmons. This plane is a fucking death trap. Hey, everybody. This is your captain speaking. The outside temperature is 65 degrees. We got a wind coming in from the northwest. The estimated time of arrival today is 7:30. So everybody just sit back, relax, and Simmons, I really wish they would let us talk normal into these things so people knew what we were saying.
I know, but it's in the handbook. We have to talk like that, but you forgot the ending.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Flight attendants, prepare the cabin for a cross-check and all-call. Simmons, I still don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't know, mate, but it's in the handbook.
Yeah, well, that handbook can eat my ass. Handbook, schmandbook, that's what I always say.
No, that's what I say, too. I say it all the time.
I heard you say it.
I can't stop saying it. Where the fuck are my peanuts?
Jeffy!
Here you go, sir.
Bitch, faster next time!
You watch your language, Jeffy. I'll beat your ass.
Sir, you need to watch your mouth.
I was just defending you. He called you a bitch. I didn't want to cause any problems.
Sir!
Fuck!
Jeffy, you made a big-ass mess on this airplane.
Sir, what did I say about your language?
Well, he made a big mess. He's acting crazy on the airplane.
These peanuts taste like dick!
Jeffy, goddammit, stop it!
Sir, if you say one more cuss word, I will get the air marshal.
No, he said he was saying bitch and he was saying dick and...
Sir, you need to stop it. I will get the air marshal.
Okay, I won't say anything else. Jeffy, please don't say anything.
Okay.
Piss in my ass cheeks!
That's it!
Well, Jeffy, you're gonna get us in trouble!
Did somebody call an air marshal?
Yes, this man won't stop causing a commotion.
I'm not causing a commotion.
Sir, I'm gonna need you to pipe down!
I'm not even piped up. I'm not even any pipe of pipes. There's no pipe, and Peter Piper's not even here.
If you don't calm down, I'm gonna turn this plane around!
Well, we haven't even taken off yet. Look, it's my son. When he's nervous, and when he's nervous, he yells obscenities. It's pretty bad.
Do I need to tape you to the chair, smartass?
No chairs. No tapes and chairs and stuff.
Okay, no more!
Okay, I'm good. Shut the fuck up.
We're ready for takeoff. You know, I should probably call my daughter.
Wait, why, mate?
Well, because we're on a really shitty plane, we're probably going to crash and die, and I should probably let her know.
Well, you know your phone needs to be on airplane mode. It's in the handbook.
Simmons, it's just a myth.
Hello?
Hey, Penelope.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, I just want to let you know I'm on a really shitty plane, so I'm probably going to die in a plane crash.
What?
Yeah, it's a really old plane, so I'm probably gonna die. You might see me on the news. I was actually in the news earlier because I landed a plane upside down, but somehow I think this one's gonna go worse.
Dad, maybe you shouldn't be flying planes today.
Yeah, but I already did the cross check and the alcohol, so the genie's kind of out of the bottle. I think I'm pretty much locked in.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, because you're probably going to have to get a bunch of jobs like I had, you know, to pay for bills and stuff, because you're definitely not going to get any money from your mom. She's definitely spending that alimony money on food and shovels for the food, because she's a fat bitch.
Dad, can you please stop fat-shaming mom?
Oh, I'm not fat-shaming. She has no shame. That's why she eats with shovels. Hey, you remember in the divorce how she got all the gardening tools, especially the shovels, so she could shovel food into her mouth like a fat bitch? Oh, and don't forget the hose for her chocolate baths, but she only washes the inside of her mouth.
Dad, maybe you should be flying the plane.
Yep. All right, let's take off.
Oh, man, takeoff's my least favorite part.
Marvin, do you want me to read you a koala joke to help you calm down?
A koala joke?
Yeah, like what is a koala's love language? Quality time!
Oh, my God, I'm gonna get on the plane!
Hey, I told you, number! Oh, my God, it's snake!
Wow, he was not qualified to handle that snake!
Why is there a snake on the plane? Someone help! Oh, my God!
Simmons, do you think I should let the passengers know about the snakes on this plane?
Yeah, probably. It's in the handbook.
Yeah, you're right. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are now at cruising altitude. I also just want to let everybody know that there are, in fact, motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. We did not have enough room for them in the cargo area, so we've allowed some of them to roam freely about the cabin. Have you seen any of them? I would recommend you do not touch them. And Samuel L. Jackson, I'm sorry, I know you hate this kind of thing. Oh, yep, there he goes. He has had it. He is sick and tired of this.
Shit, Simmons, what was that?
Oh, sorry, mate. I was trying to adjust my seat and I accidentally hit the button that detaches the wings from the airplane.
God damn it, Simmons, now we're in a free fall. Let me tell everybody. This is your captain speaking. If you look out the window, you'll notice that the wings are gone. We are now basically just a flying missile. There's not very much I can do about that right now, other than thank you for flying Delta today. And if you get a survey in your email, my name is Captain Brooklyn T Guy. That's T Guy, not Brooklyn E Guy. That's a different guy that I'm not related to. I know, it's pretty crazy.
Oh! I wish I could have called my family and tell them I love them!
This airplane seat can get this dick! My wiener's coming out!
I know you're screaming for your lives, but for the inconvenience of crashing, we are going to offer you 10,000 sky miles if you sign up for our Delta credit card. I would recommend doing that right now, because the ground is getting real.
Oh, guys, what do you want to do today?
All right, guys, I've been on TikTok, and I gotta ask, who will win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh, the 100 men, easily. There's 100 of them.
Right? They will overwhelm that stupid-ass gorilla.
Oh, yeah, easy question.
Guys, I don't think you understand how strong gorillas are.
I don't think you understand how strong 100 men are.
Yeah, like muscular-ass bodybuilders?
Well, it doesn't matter. A gorilla's like 10 times stronger than the average adult man.
Okay, so it would only take 11 men to kill him, because if he's 10 times stronger, the 11th man would be too much.
No, I don't think you understand. A gorilla can bench press like 4,000 pounds.
Okay, but well, I mean, I'm not asking your mom to fight the gorilla. Yeah, the gorilla would barely be able to lift your fat-ass mom. But listen, the question was 100 men or a gorilla.
No, my point is if everybody runs at the gorilla's gonna flail around. He's gonna start hitting people and ripping people apart.
Okay, but you understand, the first few men might die, they might get killed, they might get hurt, but all those people are gonna start dogpiling that stupid-ass gorilla, and I'm dying, and then we snap his neck.
Mm. No, you guys know gorillas bite, right? Like, their bite is stronger than a lion.
He can't bite all of them at once.
He won't be able to bite them when he's putting a full Nelson.
Ooh.
You're not gonna put him in any kind of Nelson.
What if we call Liam Nelson? He has a certain set of skills. He can put him in a Nelson.
You mean Liam Neeson?
Yeah, he'll put him in a full Neeson.
No, there's not gonna be any Neesons. The gorilla's gonna kick their ass.
Listen, with the right roster of men, that gorilla's going down in 10 seconds.
Bro, I'm telling you, if we get John Jones, John Cena, John Travolta, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, and Papa John's, nigga, we unstoppable.
That's a lot of Johns.
Oh, and Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, of course.
Why Kim Jong-un?
Isn't he a good-ass leader?
Yeah, he'll make sure that gorilla starves to death and never has any rights.
I thought this was a fist fight.
Oh, listen, okay, we'll also bring in Tom Hanks.
What, Tom Hanks? What does he know about fighting gorillas?
He voiced Woody in Toy Story.
He knows a thing or two.
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
I really want to meet him, and so would the gorilla. He'd be starstruck.
Ooh, Quentin Tarantino. Oh, loving ass.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys are just naming celebrities you want to meet.
Okay, let me just break it down how easy that gorilla would die. Listen, this is how it happened.
Okay, what would happen is the 100 men would circle the gorilla, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Stone Cold Steve Austin would be leading the group. Stone Cold Steve Austin would give the gorilla Stone Cold would stun her, and the Rock would follow up with the people's elbow. And then John Cena would come out of nowhere because he's invisible and give the gorilla an attitude adjustment. And then all the men all at once would jump on the gorilla and dogpile him. The weight of all the humans would be too much for the gorilla, and while he was laying down on the ground, the men would choke him out, and the ref would come out of nowhere and go, 1, 2, 3, ding, 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 it's over, it's over, the 100 men easily win.
Dude, I couldn't have said it any better.
I like how John Cena's invisible. It seems like mostly you think these three wrestlers could kill a gorilla by themselves.
I mean, honestly, these three wrestlers probably could kill the gorilla. The other 97 men would just be there to cheer him on.
Yeah, and tire him out of shit.
Okay, let me tell you what would actually happen.
What would really happen is the gorilla would have a fucking field day. It would be like recess for him. The 100 men would run at the gorilla, and he would just swing his arms, knocking the men to the ground, and then he would jump on top of the men, crushing them and ripping their limbs off. He would never even give them a chance to dogpile on top of him because he would be so busy swinging his arms and biting men's faces off. It would be easy claps for the gorilla.
Oh, my bad, dude. Your story put me to sleep.
Yeah, we don't want to hear your fiction bullshit.
Fiction? That's what would really happen. It would be a bloodbath. Do you guys know that gorillas can run up to 25 miles an hour and jump 10 feet forward?
And we got Usain Bolt for his bitch ass.
The fastest man on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have Steph Curry, the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Ooh, he gonna hurt his feelings when we shoot them three.
Oh, my God. When he shoots a half court and swishes that bitch, that gorilla's gonna go, I'm done. I give up.
Walk out the damn gym.
Imagine if LeBron James one-on-one with the gorilla. It's over.
Okay. Easily.
Are we fighting or playing basketball?
Okay, think about this. Think about this, Cody. We literally have some of the biggest humans on the earth, like the most strongest men on the planet. Imagine the Eagles defense from the Super Bowl going after that gorilla. Oh, they'd bring his ass down. You saw what they did to Patrick Mahomes, right?
But Patrick Mahomes is not a gorilla.
The Eagles got to Mahomes without blitzing one time. It was 34-0 at one point.
Number one defense in the nation.
Okay, but that's football. This is a fist fight.
Okay, think about this. The 2014 Seahawks, the 2020 Buccaneers, and the 2024 Eagles all rushing that gorilla.
Bro,
done.
Bro, top tier.
Cam Chancellor from the Seahawks.
Even the legend himself.
Oh, my God. Even if you got Von Miller from the Broncos, done.
Bro, you're being greedy now.
I don't know who these people are.
Just know that gorilla would be mincemeat if these grown-ass men just looked at that goddamn gorilla.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't know who they are, but it doesn't matter because it's still a gorilla.
Oh, I don't give a shit. Cody, listen, think about this. Honestly, with a good leader, us three could take down a gorilla.
Who, Kim Jong-un?
But no, me as the leader.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, listen, Cody, think about this. We are humans. We have thumbs and fingernails and eyes. What does a gorilla have?
But it has muscles and fangs. It can rip people apart with its bare hands. They do that all the time.
It doesn't speak English.
Yeah, we have English. We can literally roast his mom.
We're not going to argue with the gorilla. It's just going to kill us.
And we hurt his feelings. I'd be like, oh, where'd you get those? You ain't got no sneaks on.
What are those, little bitch?
Yeah, can a gorilla hit the Kwan?
It cannot hit the Kwan, and it doesn't know what a Kwan is. It doesn't care.
Now listen, Cody, think about this. This is my plan. If all three of us went after a gorilla, this is how we take down a gorilla. Joseph would jump on its back and claw its eyes out, right?
Yeah.
And it's going, oh, I can't see. Then you kick it in the nuts. And then when it's on the ground, writhing in pain, we grab its head, all three of us, and we snap its neck.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. We prayed that gorilla around the town.
Yeah. We would never even hurt the gorilla. They're so big, and they're so strong, and their skin is so thick.
Okay. Well, I could still bite it. It'd still hurt, even though you could bite his nuts.
I'm not gonna bite a gorilla's nuts.
Aren't you
into this though?
Yeah.
Yet not on gorillas though.
Okay, watch this. Let's go out in the woods, and if we see a gorilla, let's attack it.
Okay, we're not gonna see a gorilla out in the wilderness in Florida.
I'm sure we will. Where else do we find gorillas?
I don't know. They live in like fucking Africa, Asia. I don't know.
Okay, and America. I'll use this named off two countries that start with A.
Okay, one of those. They're not countries. Okay, let's go look for a fucking gorilla. Okay. Why not? Fuck it. We're not gonna find one.
Guys, look! A real gorilla!
No way, dude! We actually found one!
Guys, the only reason I agreed to come out here is because I didn't think we'd actually find a gorilla. And now that I'm actually looking at one, I just want to go home.
Aw, man, come on, dude. Don't pussy out on us now.
Yeah, we have a plan, Cody.
Your plan is not gonna work.
Oh, come on, Cody. If a few humans could fight back on United 93, then we can kill a gorilla.
They were fighting terrorists that were humans.
With box cutters? This gorilla doesn't have a fucking box cutter, Cody.
He doesn't need a box cutter. He has fangs and muscles.
Our plan is perfect. Joseph's gonna jump on his back, claw his eyes out, and then you're gonna kick him in the nuts, and when he's rolling on the ground...
Go on, Junior.
When he's rolling on the ground in pain from you kicking in the nuts, then we're all three gonna grab his head and snap his neck.
It's not gonna work, Junior. He's crazy strong.
Dude, my fingernails are sharp as fuck. I'm gonna scratch those eyes out.
Yeah, do it, just do it. Go.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Ooh, it's about to be Harambe Part 2 in this bitch. Say bye-bye to the mind.
Oh, Joseph, claw his eyes out.
He's fucking killing him, Junior.
My fucking arm.
Well, that's because he ripped him off, Joseph.
Oh, kick him in the eyes, Joseph. Kick him in the eyes.
Ah,
fucking head!
All right, Cody, go kick him in the nuts.
Fuck that!
Wait, Joseph didn't die for no reason, Cody. Stick to the plan. Kick him in the nuts so he can snap his neck. Go!
Hey, Mr. Gorilla. Oh, what's that up there? Is that Winnie the Pooh? Oh, shit. Junior, it has a vagina! It's a girl gorilla! That's why it's called Gorilla Grip!
Cody, I'm so sorry. We didn't plan for a girl gorilla, but I have another plan. You go up and suck on her nipples, she'll think that you're one of her babies, and that can snap her neck.
Junior, she broke my ocular sockets and my nose with one fucking punch.
Well, look, you already took her like a man, right? You're a man, you already got bitched, so you can go do it again, okay? Go suck those nipples.
Baby want milky. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I said you'd win.
Come on, Cody. You don't tell it you're going to suck at nipples.
Junior, take me to the fucking hospital. It just ripped my hair clean off.
Oh, Cody, your injuries aren't that bad.
They're pretty fucking bad, Junior. My whole body hurts. I think it broke every bone in my body.
We're not giving up now, Cody. Joseph didn't die for no reason.
No, Junior, this is exactly when we give up. Look at it. It's drinking a bottle of water. She didn't even break a fucking sweat.
Oh, okay, listen, Cody. Here's what we're going to do to her, okay? I have a new plan.
No. No more plans. I'm not going back over there.
I'm not asking you to fight her anymore. I think you go up to her and tell her that we give up. Say she won, all right?
She's not going to listen, Junior. She's a fucking gorilla.
Listen, you're going to tell her that she won, and while she's distracted talking to you, shaking your hand, I'm going to jump on her back and claw her eyes off.
It's not going to fucking work, Junior. It's not going to fucking work.
Cody, just go tell her we give up. Go tell her we give up.
Hey there. So, you won. Congrats. I just wanted to tell you we give up now. So, yeah, you just enjoy that water. Yeah, I would actually love some water.
Oh, sorry, Cody. Penelope texted me. I had to reply.
Thanks for the backup, Junior. Can we go home now?
Did she rip your face off?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Well, we'll be back, and we're going to kill you this next time.
No, because we're not coming back.
Yeah, we are coming back, because it's at 100 men versus a gorilla, not 3 kids. So when we come back, your ass is going down, because you ain't shit. You're just, I'm just kidding. Okay, Cody, I called you a doctor.
You know what's weird, Junior? This doesn't even hurt. I think the gorilla ripped out the part of my brain that handles pain. So I can't see, but at least it doesn't hurt. Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Holy cocksucking motherfucking shitballs, what the fuck? What happened to you? You want to tell him, Junior?
You know the question everyone's asking, who'd win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh, yeah, it's so stupid. The gorilla would obviously fuck them up. Oh, my God, don't tell me you idiots actually tried it. Oh, no, we tried something much stupider. We tried it with 3 people. 3 people? What, do you guys have a death wish? Tell them what happened to Joseph, Junior.
So Joseph was supposed to jump on the back of the gorilla and claw its eyes out, and the gorilla, there was a female gorilla, and so we didn't plan for it to be a female.
And why does that matter?
Well, the females have smaller eyes.
Yeah, well, I don't have any eyes.
Well, listen, the gorilla grabbed Joseph and ripped his head off.
And what happened to you? Where are your injuries?
Oh!
He doesn't have any. Don't worry. He was coaching like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I was trying to be the leader of the group, like Kim Jong-un.
Oh, and what went wrong, Junior?
See, with the female gorilla, see, you were supposed to kick him in the nuts. It didn't have nuts. It had a puss.
Yeah, it was a female. That was the problem. Not that it was a fucking gorilla.
Okay, listen, honestly, now that I've seen the outcome, you know, it took Albert Einstein 1,000 times to make a light bulb.
Are you sure the gorilla didn't hit you in the head at least once?